they feel Love that, you know, it's not going to get any better. But, you know, the reality is Maglader said if we don't pick that first one up, we get an opportunity to watch our lives change beyond our wildest dreams. And, of course, all about Addiction Recovery and Holistic Lifestyles radio show is all about helping people to understand that there is hope. You know, if there's breath, there's hope. And, you know, I'm live in the studios on Mother's Day, and I want to make sure that, you know, we're able to carry a message of hope to the person that's new, that's sitting around saying right now, oh, my God, you know something, I spent the whole day and I didn't have my kids, and I love my kids and I want to have them back. You know something, this too shall pass, it will get better, and next year your life will be beyond its wildest dreams one day at a time if you don't pick that first one up. You have a choice today. We get to live a program of recovery one day at a time, 1 minute at a time. We get to breathe 1 minute at a time. We get to be able to do things that we never did when we were drunk and when we were high. You know, I love the fact that I can sit and I can hear from all kinds of different people from all over the world. I can hear from England. I can hear from, you know, all over the place. And, you know, from Canada, from South America. People send me emails and people go to our website and they, you know, comment on different blogs that are on the website and different things that are going on. And it's interactive, and I get to get a lot of feedback and a lot of love from a lot of people that are just really just trying to show love and show hope. And that's what Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show is all about. I am going to welcome some of our new friends that are listening on KLNG AM 1560 out of Omaha, Nebraska. We also have AM 1230 out of Asheville, North Carolina, AM 1050 out of Augusta, Georgia, AM 1550 out of Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, PA, and AM 1070, Pensacola, Florida, and AM 1250, York, PA. I want to thank, of course, Martin Communications for making that possible, and, of course, making sure that we're heard not just here in South Florida on the AM dial, but in a whole lot more places, and it looks like it's going to even be growing. We'll find out tomorrow morning about more information on that, we might be doing every night show will be to those radio stations. So we'll know more starting tomorrow morning at about 10 o'clock when the phone rings, and I'm looking forward to that phone call. So, and also, we have some things coming up. June 26th, Toyota Park, Chicago, Illinois. And it's going to be the Crossroads Guitar Festival. And Crossroads Guitar Festival is an all-day festival put on by Mr. Eric Clapton and friends. And, of course, Mr. Eric Clapton is the founder of Crossroads. And he is putting on this event all day long. And he is literally taking all of the proceeds and putting it to people that need help with addiction. So we're looking forward to more information on that. And we're looking forward to Art Butts being there. And we're looking forward to a whole lot of fun in June. Also, I want to thank our sponsors, Crossroads Center of Antigua, Mr. Eric Clapton, for sponsoring this hour, Sound Pillow, and First Step Sober House. They are the sponsors of this particular hour, and we want to thank them for stepping up to the plate and making, of course, Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show a show that is heard not only here but all over and, of course, around the world. And we want to thank our listeners for utilizing those sponsors, because without their input financially, we wouldn't be sitting here. So we thank you, our sponsors, and our listeners for using those sponsors. Also, I want to take the time to talk about some other things that are going on. Tuesday, we're going to have a gentleman that is going to be calling in here in a little while. His name is Joe, and Joe has written a book in regards to the family members of addicts, and we're going to talk to Joe about that. We're going to talk about his DVD, and we're going to talk about some things that are going on, and he's going to be on the show with me, and we're going to be interviewing him on Tuesday. He's going to call in a little bit, and we're going to discuss just in about 10 minutes what of course Joe does and how he does it, and what prompted him to write a book and produce a DVD and self-publish it and get it out there for people to know more about. And of course we're going to have Joe on the phone here coming up in a little bit. We also want to talk about Ken Seeley. Ken Seeley's with us now. He's on Monday nights, Ask the Interventionist. It's been a great show the last three Mondays, if you've tuned in. It's been off the chain. The last 2 weeks, we were dealing with a family, And by the grace of God, this week, the person that we were dealing with because of the intervention ended up in detox this week. So we want to, of course, to thank our higher powers for utilizing us in a measure of hope and a message of hope. And most importantly, we want to pray for him one day at a time, one minute at a time, to stay put and don't run. You know, it's always the worst part about it. I remember being in detox 1,000 times, saying, you know, something's going to be different this time. Then I got in the door, and that door locked, and I wanted to leave, and it was just one of the book. So I'm glad that Joe's where he's at, and most importantly, to his family, we, you know, of course, we're going to have him back on Monday night. We're going to talk about what needs to take place after the person gets into detox, because, again, the family is the person, the family members are the people that are dealing with the aftermath and the emotions and all of that while the person's getting sober and getting clean. And what measures do they have to take for their own recovery? And most importantly, what do they have to put in place as far as, you know, stipulations? Maybe a contract needs to be put in place. We're going to talk more about that with Ken, 10 o'clock tomorrow night, and, of course, Ask the Interventionist. We're on every day, Monday through Friday, from 2 to 3. And, of course, we come back on from 10 to 11. And, of course, that's all week long. Saturdays we have Chris West and Joey Donovan, and that is the sci-fi show. This is a cool show. If you get a chance, that's 2 hours of sci-fi information. These guys are, like, really, really comical, and most importantly, they bring a sense of understanding to radio that has not been heard in a long time. So we're glad to have them a part
boss,
of Holistic Lifestyles
those are
radio
beautiful
show.
Words.
What's that, man?
That's just beautiful. Thank you, boss. You know, we don't get enough credit.
Yeah, you guys do a great job. And on top of that, it gives me time to cut the lawn.
You asked me to fill in time. I fill in time. That's what I'm here for.
Let me tell you something. You fill in time great, man. I'm serious. I've gotten a lot of people listening on Blog Talk.
We've gotten a lot of hits on the website,
yeah.
And we just put the website up 2 weeks ago, thatscifishow.com. It's kind of like our little beta site for right now, but go check it out. We're still having some glitches with it, but you got our new section, our what's going on in our friends section, where you can always find Holistic Lifestyles Radio there, linked right there.
Yeah, I like that.
Of course.
A beautiful thing. Well, listen, folks, we're going to go to our first break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about addiction recovery, and we're going to take some phone calls. Okay.
I'm Ken Seely from Intervention 911. Every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can listen to John Hollis and myself on Holistic Lifestyle Radio Show, Ask the Interventionist. Millions of Americans suffer from some form of addiction that affects the people that love them. I want to take this opportunity to help their families and friends understand the addiction and fight it with all the tools necessary and get their loved ones and them into a program of recovery. Again, this is Ken Seely. I look forward to answering your questions live on Monday nights, 10 p.m., on Holistic Lifestyle Radio, Ask the Interventionist Show. Please call 888-565-1470, or you can also email your questions by going to holisticlifestylesradio.com. I look forward to hearing from you and fighting this war on addiction together.
My name is John Hollis, and of course I'm with Holistic Lifestyles Radio, and we want to talk about Crossroads of Antigua, helping people take the first step towards change. Do you know somebody struggling with addiction to alcohol, prescription medication, or other drugs? Crossroads Center of Antigua provides comprehensive detoxification, treatment, and continuing care services within a holistic body, mind, and spirit approach to recovery. Founded by Mr. Clapton, Eric Clapton, Crossroads Center is recognized as one of the top 10 international programs for addiction services. Crossroads provides quality, affordable care for individuals and their families. Call now for a free, confidential assessment and speak with one of course, their admission counselors. Give them a call at 877-318-8834 or check out the website at crossroadsantigua.org. And remember, recovery is possible and is often life-saving.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
My name is Janice, and I'm from Rapid City, South Dakota. Willard Water is a pretty big deal around these parts. I've been using Willard Water for many years, and I can honestly say it's changed my life. A few years ago, I developed some early symptoms of arthritis. Over time, my pain got worse and worse. I went to my doctor. He prescribed the usual assortment of drugs and therapies, but they did little or nothing to alleviate the pain. I kept thinking, I'm too young to have this much pain, to be confined to a rocking chair for the rest of my life. So I soaked my hands in Willard Water, and it relieved my pain. In no time, I was back to living a healthy, happy life. We're expecting our first grandchild soon. And thanks to Willard Water, I'll be able to lift him up and enjoy our playtime.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard Water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard Water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
If you suffer from sleeplessness, Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can help you through periods of unease and restlessness with Sound Meditation Therapy, designed to help you reach a state of relaxation and to achieve the rejuvenating effects of a good night's sleep. This personal audio device can give you the ability to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming, soothing distraction from disturbing thoughts and silences. Sound Pillow Therapy allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can also be a powerful tool for relapse prevention in the addiction field, becoming what one therapist called a positive addiction, providing a healthy alternative to addictive behaviors. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy provides new insights to recovering addicts about the source of their cravings, resentments, and fears. Let Sound Pillow Therapy become a daily recovery tool, regardless whether you're a newcomer or in long-term recovery. Sound Pillow can help the spirit and the mind to be centered. To have the peace of mind and the rest that leads to good mind, body, and spirit health, contact Sound Pillow today. Toll free, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. Or go online to soundpillow.com. Again, that's soundpillow.com. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
All right, welcome back. I'm John Hollis, and you got Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show blaring at you. If you listen on WNN 1470 here in South Florida, we want to welcome you to the show and all of our streamlines. And, of course, we are live on the air talking about addiction recovery. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. And most importantly, we're going to talk tonight about addiction, mothers, and addiction recovery. Mothers that have chosen to get sober and get clean and the situations they went through. And most importantly, that at the very beginning, the losses they might have experienced are not the same losses that they have today, because in a lot of cases the family units come back together. But you got to hold on. You got to give it one day at a time. You got to give it 1 minute at a time, and you got to have faith that things will come back together. And mad, glad, or sad, you don't get to pick that first one up while you're going through the process. And of course, we're going to go to line two, and we're going to talk to Lisa. Lisa, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Hey, hey. You know, it's an honor to have you with us tonight. Lisa and me have been chatting on Facebook, and Lisa, it comes out of my past, actually. Lisa and me went to grammar school and grew up through grammar school and into high school together. And along the way, she, of course, had her issues and I had my issues. And here we are, you know, over the last few hours getting back in contact with each other. And I thought it was just amazing, the story that she had told. And she had gone through a lot of issues with her children. And, of course, most importantly, with her own addiction. And now she gets to have 1 year sober almost, correct? You're only a couple of days off here.
Yeah, March 13th is my date.
Absolutely. And one of the things that you've been able to accomplish is you put that family unit back together, and you have a new baby, correct?
Yes, I do. She's 7 weeks old.
So do you? Let me ask you, when you first started to deal with the overall addiction issues, how long was that? I mean, was that a long period of time before you put together the year sober?
I struggled since I was 15 years old, in and out of rehab, detoxes, institutions. I think my last bottom was back in 2005, and I realized that something's got to change. I did relapse after that one time, but now I'm doing good.
Okay. And do you find that during that time period, that when was the first time you got married and had children? When did all that take place in your life?
I was 19 when I married, had a child like 2 months after I married, and then 2 years later I had another one, and then divorced. I also have a 5-year-old daughter I didn't mention to anybody. I don't have custody of her right now. I'm struggling with that. Went through some issues with that. I lost her because of the addiction. But plan on, you know, the future is going to bring better, one day at a time. I look forward to that day, getting reunited with her.
And, you have your other children in your life, and, you know, you've been able to put together a real loving household in that time period that you've been clean and sober. You know, we all go through, I think, you know, I went through it with my kids, my two kids up in New York, where I was out of their lives for many, many years, and, you know, I abandoned them. I walked away. And, you know, of course, I paid for that in pain, shame, guilt, fear, anxiety, and all kinds of things over the years. And did you find that as you were going through what you were going through when you would sober up, your first thing was, you know, I have to fix everything. I have to put everything together, and you would go out, and that would be your main focus, and you would focus on that stuff. And then, of course, if you put anything before your recovery, you lose it. Did you find yourself in those positions?
Absolutely. Last year when I relapsed, I thought I got visitation with my 5-year-old, and the father didn't cooperate. And I struggled for 90 days, and the court papers were voided, and I relapsed. Thought I could take it in my own hands without recovery. It didn't work.
So in your experience, and you've gone through a lot, you've been actively using since you were 16, correct?
Oh, yeah.
And when you go through those trials and tribulations, like we were talking about at the very beginning of the show, you know, when you're first getting clean and your heart's aching to be with your child and you're going through all of these things, you really have to have a support system and you really have to plug in. Well, how do you deal with it? How do you deal with that issue?
It's a struggle every day for me. I talk to my sponsor every day. If it's not every hour some days, or every minute I have to be on the phone with somebody, or I got to get to a meeting, or, you know, I pray. I get on my hands and knees every day and just thank God that, you know, I'm still here, and, you know, just one day that, you know, I'm going to see her. And with the addiction, I can't do it anymore. I have to be me now. It's time to grow up.
And that must be a tough thing when you finally come to that reality, because we all come to it, you know, and I'm sure. How did you deal with that reality? How did that become a reality for you?
Oh, God. Just the fact that she's not with me. You know, and I have another daughter now, and, you know, a couple of people that I don't associate with anymore are like, oh, are you replacing your daughter? And it's not a replacement. I mean, I can never replace a child.
Absolutely.
It's hard. I struggle every day on it, but I pray, and, you know, I have my support group, which is wonderful, and if I didn't have them, I would be back out there.
Lisa, it is so good to hear the, you know, you're so positive and you're really plugged in to a solution. You have a group, you have a sponsor, you're committed, and you're doing a lot of work. And I that's a great thing, and that's how we get to survive the low periods. You know, we get to work with others. I know you're doing a lot of work in your community, where you're actually speaking with people, and you're going to different commitments, like, you know, schools and things like that, and talking with young kids about, you know, the pitfalls of the things that we went through, and you're able to carry that message to young ladies out there to help them to understand that they don't have to go through what you went through.
Yeah, I do. I like doing it, actually. It keeps me motivated, makes me look at who I am, what I've done. And if I can help one person, I'm blessed.
So let me just give a little bit of a detail of what happened, what it's like, and what it's like now. What was the process? Can you tell us your story?
Well, like I said, I started using it at 16. I used it throughout my whole marriage. My husband divorced me because of drugs and alcohol. My kids hated me for years. I got into trouble with the law, went to prison. After that, in 2005, when they took my daughter away and I went to state prison, I basically looked at myself and said, what did I do? What did I do with my life? I had nothing to even show. I don't even have my kids. And that was my bottom. That was my absolute bottom. Wasn't my bottom the last time I went out. And I look at myself now until back then. I physically looked unhealthy. I look healthy now. I feel better physically, mentally. Before, I looked like a crazed woman. My kids didn't even know who I was, and that's sad. My family wanted nothing to do with me, my parents, nobody. Now, I do motivational speaking at colleges and universities here in New Jersey. I talk in high schools. I go to a group called The Gateway in Montclair, New Jersey here. Just about every Sunday I try to get there. It's a fellowship that a friend of mine has put together. Between 50 and 200 people show up every Sunday. Families, kids, anybody that's not even in recovery just for support for somebody can attend. It's a real great process. Who wants to be an addict? I didn't. I didn't choose to be one. I just am. But we're happy today, and I'm doing great, and I'm alive.
By the grace of God, we get to breathe air. And one of the things that I wanted to do is go to a break, and I'm going to ask you to hang on for us, Lisa. We're going to talk a little bit more about the family issues. We'll be back right after this. We'll be back right after this message.
I'm Ken Seeley from Intervention 911. Every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can listen to John Hollis and myself on Holistic Lifestyle Radio Show, Ask the Interventionist. Millions of Americans suffer from some form of addiction that affects the people that love them. I want to take this opportunity to help their families and friends understand the addiction and fight it with all the tools necessary and get their loved ones and them into a program of recovery. Again, this is Ken Seeley. I look forward to answering your questions live on Monday nights, 10 p.m., on Holistic Lifestyle Radio, Ask the Interventionist Show. Please call 888-565-1470, or you can also email your questions by going to holisticlifestylesradio.com. I look forward to hearing from you and fighting this war on addiction together.
The Challenges Relapse Prevention Treatment Program is focused exclusively on relapse treatment and relapse prevention. Challenges is a state-licensed and JACO-accredited private addictions and mental health treatment center. You'll find cutting-edge technology together with traditional treatment, 12-step and alternative treatment therapies for those challenged by alcoholism and drug abuse, as well as dual-diagnosed disorders. and challenges, the treatment model for relapse prevention represents a new and unique direction in relapse care. Remember, relapse ends at challenges. For questions and information, go online to challenges-program.com. Or for immediate help, call toll-free 888-755-3334. That's 888-755-3334.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
My name is Joanne. I'm from Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, and I've been using Willard Water for more than 15 years. My husband and I are very careful about our nutrition. We eat organic food, try to maintain a healthy lifestyle, and we drink Willard Water every day. I'm 65 years old. My husband is 64. We're in fantastic shape. Willard Water plays a key role in our good health. Willard Water helps the body absorb more of the vitamins and nutrients we need for good health. It's also full of natural minerals. I'm here to tell you what thousands of others around the world already know. Willard Water works. If you care about your health, you'll go out and buy some today.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard Water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard Water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
All right, welcome back. John Hollis. This is Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show on 1470 AM in Beasley Broadcasting out of South Florida. I want to welcome all of our listeners on InTheRooms.com, MySoberScene, and all the rest of the sober networks that are listening. I want to thank our sponsors, First Steps Over House, Sound Pillow, and Crossroads, for making this hour possible. And, of course, we also want to say hello to our friends over at Health Force Drug Test Corporation, Ernie Smith and the gang over there. These guys, of course, support what we do here at Holistic Lifestyles Radio. And, of course, we want to thank Health Force Drug Test Corp and Ernie Smith, the president, of course, of that corporation. And you can go to recoveryradio.com and find out more information in regards to Ernie Smith. And you can also find out more information at hfdrugtest.com. And we're going to go back to our, of course, conversation with Lisa. And, Lisa, you with us?
Yes, I am.
All right. And you know something? I was thinking at the break, I really love the fact that you're as honest and as forthcoming as you are. And that's a good thing, you know, because I think there's ladies out there that really need to hear, especially newcomers, that there is hope. And regardless of what you're going through, Maglatter said if you don't pick that first one up, you know, miracles do happen. And some of the miracles that we talked about today in your life, like you just were able to help your parents move. You're back in, you know, you're with your family and you have that interaction again. And these are all things that you had to work on over the last year, I'm sure.
Oh, I had to gain their trust back.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, with no trust, there was no relationship at all.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my parents didn't trust me from nothing.
They wouldn't let me flea dip the family dog, as I used to say it.
Right.
and you know something? They have every right to feel that way. I mean, we build up scenarios, and they have hope, and then we dash them. We pull them down, the structure down on them, as the Big Blue Book says. and we continue to do that, and sooner or later they just give up hope.
Yeah, that's true. My mom just about gave up on me, but thank God she didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still here, and I'm doing the right thing now. So.
And did you find that, you know, when you started to get the relationships back, that, you know, you started to, and I'm sure my sponsor basically told me, listen, that, you know, God's going to put those things back in your life, and you're going to, you know, you don't have to go out seeking them. They'll just fall back into place as they're meant to fall back into place. My job was just to make the amends on a daily basis. And, you know, making the phone call to mom on Mother's Day, making the phone call to wish grandmom a happy birthday. All of those things, these were the things that I had neglected to do, and I had to start doing them, sending birthday cards, sending things, and not looking for anything in return, just looking to clean my side of the street.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I had to do the same thing. There was no birthdays or anything like that. I didn't bother to phone home, and, you know, I made my parents, you know, they were worried sick about me. And I can understand why it's still taking time for the relationship to heal. But it is healing. It just takes time.
Mm. Do you think that, you know the show tonight is dedicated to mothers in recovery. And, of course, being a mother in recovery, if you had a newcomer out there that is sitting tonight with her, you know, with her head in her hands, and she's thinking that her whole life is destroyed and it's never going to get any better, what would you say to that person?
I would say, I've been there. I know how it feels. My heart still aches every day. I struggle. But I'm still here. I'm doing it. I'm trying to get it. There is hope. Keep your chin up. Pray every day. Get a sponsor. Start going to the meetings. Read the literature. Even if it's just a pamphlet. And pray. Pray every day for yourself and for your family. I do it every day, and I have a beautiful family, and I'm grateful every day just to be here, to wake up with my kids knowing, oh, it's Mother's Day. I got a phone call from both of my boys today, and that made me so happy that now they call me. Now they know mom's there, you know. Mom's not, you know, looking the wrong way or not answering the phone because she's high or drunk. But to all the mothers out there, I mean, there is a way. It is possible to have a normal life.
You know, it's you really make my heart feel good to hear you talk this way. And I am so proud of you, and I'm so proud that things in your life are happening the way that they are. And I'm glad God brought you, for whatever reason, he has his way of doing things, and he's brought you, you know, kind of back into in a parallel life right now, and I'm really glad that he did that. And most importantly, I want to, of course, extend to you at any time, feel free to call into the show and, you know, talk with our folks, and most importantly, Lisa, be blessed, you and your family. And I also want to, of course, extend an invitation to anybody that's listening right now. If you've listened to what Lisa just went through and what she's been talking about, and you would like to comment, you can call 888-565-1470. Again, that number is 888-565-1470. Feel free to call us and talk about the issues that, you know, Lisa was just talking about, and bring some hope to a newcomer that might be listening tonight. Lisa, I want to thank you for tuning in with us. I want to thank you for listening. And, you know, most importantly, thank you for being you. You're a great lady.
Thank you, John, for having me.
We'll talk soon.
Okay, bye.
Bye. All right, folks, there you go. And, you know, the bottom line is that there is hope. And Lisa brings that hope. And, you know, I was sitting at home today, and I was going to do a pre-recorded show. And last minute, I put this thought together, and I threw it online and threw it up, and, you know, we didn't promote it. We didn't do anything. And the bottom line is that my feelings is this, is that she brought so much hope to me today that when she was talking to me, you know, I got hope, a lot of hope from her. And most importantly, if you're listening tonight and you're a mom that has been through what Lisa's been through, or even, you know, whatever you've gone through in recovery, to get to where you're at today, if you can carry a message to somebody that is sick and suffering, that has no family with them right now, and they're just coming back, give a call to us, 888-565-1470, and help carry that message tonight. We're going to go to our next break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about, of course, recovery. We'll be back right after this message.
I'm Ken Seeley from Intervention 911. Every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can listen to John Hollis and myself on Holistic Lifestyle Radio Show, Ask the Interventionist. Millions of Americans suffer from some form of addiction that affects the people that love them. I want to take this opportunity to help their families and friends understand the addiction and fight it with all the tools necessary and get their loved ones and them into a program of recovery. Again, this is Ken Seeley. I look forward to answering your questions live on Monday nights, 10 p.m. on Holistic Lifestyle Radio, Ask the Interventionist Show. Please call 888-565-1470, or you can also email your questions by going to holisticlifestylesradio.com. I look forward to hearing from you and fighting this war on addiction together.
Are you looking for a new, healthier way of living? Maybe you're suffering from high blood pressure, diabetes, or another diet-related illness. The Green Wave Cafe is a unique raw food restaurant and market carrying the finest organic foods and supplements. Owned and operated by Raul and Lisa Valley, the Green Wave Cafe is also a school for gourmet raw food preparation. Lisa graduated from the Living Light Culinary Institute, and Raul is a health educator at Hippocrates, dedicated to teaching a diet promoting long and healthy living without sacrificing flavor and taste. The Green Wave Cafe, located at 5221 West Broward Boulevard in Plantation. Check our website at www.greenwavecafe.org to find daily lunch menus, schedule of raw food cooking classes, and special events. Call 954-581-8377 for more information. The Green Wave Cafe, a way to healthier living.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
My name is Nicole. I first tried Willard Water when I had a sore throat. I'd hoped drinking tea made with Willard Water would help soothe the pain. I didn't think my first cup would make a difference, but boy was I wrong. The soreness was totally gone in no time. I love Willard Water. Scientists all over the world have studied it. Longtime users swear by it. It's non-toxic, has no side effects, and it makes me feel better when I drink it. I use Willard Water as part of my daily supplement routine. Willard Water helps my body absorb more of the vitamins and nutrients I need for good health. I only have one body, and I want to do whatever I can to take care of it.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard Water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard Water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
All right, welcome back. Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. I'm John Hollis, and you're in studio with me and Chris D. Chris D. just rolled in. What's happening, brother?
Not much.
Well, listen, it's good to have you here. And I guess you were out of town last week, and you were doing the softball thing, I guess.
Oh, yeah, up at Disney. It was great.
How'd you guys make out in the tournament?
Came in fourth.
Fourth place. First Steps Over House came in fourth place. Now, you did win it one year, right?
We won the Winter Nationals at the beginning of the season, so we're number three ranked team in the country right now.
First Steps Over House. Wahoo. So
yeah.
we're proud
bunch
of
a bunch of have-nots and maybe never will be, is whatever they call it, right? Out there getting it done in the sun.
Absolutely. It's a beautiful thing. You know, we got a great show going on tonight. We had a lady I grew up with. Her name was Lisa, and we got back to meeting each other on Facebook today. And, you know, she's in recovery. She's in recovery here. And I was sitting at the house, sitting at the crib.
At the crib.
Thinking to myself, you know something? This is a great day to be able to talk about mothers that are just coming into treatment or just coming into into recovery that don't see the light at the end of the tunnel, you know. And if they do, they believe it's an oncoming train. And, you know, Lisa just, you know, we spent like about an hour on the phone today, and she just had so much hope and so much wisdom. And that, you know, I wanted to dedicate this whole show today around this issue. We have a lady named Carrie that is calling from Pennsylvania. Carrie, are you on the line with us?
Yep.
How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great.
Happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you.
And you know, we the show, again, is dedicated to mothers in recovery. And how long have you been in recovery, Carrie?
I've been in recovery for 4.5 years now.
Okay. And I'm sure when you walked through the door, you know, prior to whatever got you to recovery, I'm sure that when you walked through the door, you weren't saying to yourself, you know something, everything's going to just come back together. Woohoo! I'm glad I'm in recovery.
Absolutely not. It was very hard.
So let's get a little bit of background from you. What happened out there? What made the change, and what's it like now? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, you know, I was raised in a family, you know. I was raised in a very religious family. I was taught right from wrong. I was taught that, you know, drugs and alcohol are bad for you, you know, and this and that. And I just, I did have a rough lifestyle as I was growing up. And I think I made that an excuse to go out and pick up. And then, I moved out on my own, and I started doing marijuana. I started doing cocaine. I tried crack a few times, and I drank on a constant daily basis.
And then, Carrie, you grew up in Pennsylvania, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Whereabouts in Pennsylvania?
Montrose.
Okay. All right. So you started experimenting, and you started going through all of the different drug categories, and it sounds like you progressively started to get worse, and you were drinking every day.
Yes, I was.
So what were some of the turning points, and what were some of the road signs that you could share with newcomers, ladies that are just coming in? What were some of the road signs that helped you to understand your first step?
Well, one of the things that helped me to stop drinking was I found out I was having a child, you know. I was pregnant, and, you know, I wanted to change my lifestyle for my child, number one. And a lot of, when I first started my recovery, one of the things that I did was I mainly stopped because I was forced into it.
Okay.
By the court, and, you know, I was pretty much given an ultimatum, like, you know, you either take the treatment or you stay in jail.
How did that make you feel at that point?
I don't know. I was really overwhelmed. You know, I was, like, lost. I didn't know what to do, you know?
Were you pregnant at this time?
Yes, I was.
Okay.
Yes. I found out I was pregnant in jail.
Okay.
You know, so, I mean, I was just, like, lost. I didn't know what to think, you know?
Did you find yourself now you're sitting in jail, and you got to be saying to yourself, you know, something isn't right here. I'm pregnant, and I put myself into a position where now I'm locked up and what's going to happen. So there had to be that confusion you were talking about. And,
right.
And that fear and that anxiety and the nail biting, so to speak.
Yeah.
And did you at that point reach out and say, hey, listen, I don't want to live like this anymore, or what happened next?
Actually, no. I decided to fight the law for a while, and I wanted to keep I continued on, you know, that same cycle of drinking and doing drugs for a while. And then I got arrested again. And I think that was basically my turning point right there, but, you know, because I just said, I'm not going to get anywhere. I think that's what brought me to my bottom. You know? And I just started abiding by, you know, all the rules that I had to follow. And then I said to myself, you know, Carrie, you have a child coming, you know. It's not about you anymore. It's about that child. And that's basically when I started accepting the fact that I was an alcoholic, you know, and a drug addict. And I also went to drug and alcohol counseling. And my drug and alcohol counselor pointed me in the direction to go to Alcoholics Anonymous. And then I started going there, and I read up on their pamphlets. I listened to their stories, you know, from everybody that shared in the room, and I said, wow, you know, I'm not the only one going through this, you know. And
you didn't feel so alone.
Right, right.
And you started to get some purpose, it sounds like.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. You know, and they teach us in Alcoholics Anonymous that the first step is, you know, admitting that we were powerless over that substance, and then that our lives were unmanageable. And my life was unmanageable. I mean, I was living out on the streets.
Hmm.
I had no place to live. I was living up in a tent on a hill.
Was your family in the picture, like, from a distance, and they were watching you go through this process?
Yes, they were. I mean, I put my family through a lot. You know, my family kept trying to keep up with me, and they never knew where I was because I didn't really have a set lifestyle of, like, I didn't have a set place to live. You know, I would be at one person's house one time, or I'd be up on the mountain, you know, staying up there one night. I'd be somewhere else, and they just could never find me, you know. And, excuse me, and I just kept trying to, I don't know, run away from all that. And my parents were trying to tell me, you know, Carrie, look at what you're doing, you know. And I didn't think my life was that bad. I just kept running away from them and, you know, everybody else. Until I actually got myself in trouble with the law, and you know.
Carrie, isn't it amazing that, you know, when we look back in hindsight is 20/20, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And by the grace of God, we're breathing, and we can look back in hindsight. Because there's a lot of people out there that don't have that ability today. Okay, so we get to look back, and we look to see the different things that family members or friends might have said to us along the way. And I've had, you know, I look back as far back as I can remember, and the road signs were there for me. And the family members and the friends that started to drop off in my life over the years, that literally, you know, at the end, I was totally alone and totally destitute.
Yeah.
So when you go through that process and everybody's kind of, it's like dropping that 20-pound rock into a lake. You know, what happens is you got the inner circle of family members that totally get destroyed. And, of course, the outer rings just go for ever and ever and ever and ever.
Mm-hmm.
So when you came into recovery, what did you start to do to make things, you know, because I'm sure you were saying to yourself, man, what am I going to do? I got, you know, a child on the way. I got so much. And You must have been out of your mind thinking, like we all do when we come in.
Yeah.
What were some of the things that you did as to a newcomer that's listening tonight that might be in that situation, a lady sitting there and she's new, she's in with her first 3 months, her first 90 days, and she's going through, she had to sit through everybody coming over today, maybe she's in a three-quarter way house, maybe she's in treatment, and people were showing up with their kids, and they were going through all of this, and she doesn't have any of that. What would you say to somebody like that?
Well, I would just tell her that there really is hope. You know, it is hard. You know, the first couple months of sobriety is very hard. But as long as you get yourself involved in a program like AA, NA, whatever, you know, it does work. And you got to do it for yourself. You can't do it for your family members. You can't do it. You have to be in there, into the program for yourself.
You got to be in it to win it.
Yes.
Do you feel that over the last, do you sponsor people now? Or are you involved like that, or do you help?
I have a sponsor, yes. And I attend regularly for Alcoholics Anonymous, and I follow their 12-step program. I'm a firm believer in that, and I also, like I said, I do have a sponsor.
Do you find yourself giving it back now that you're able to carry that message of hope to the newcomer coming in the door?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I want to give it back. I'm taking college courses right now to become an addictions counselor. So, I have a strong desire to reach out and to give that back. You know, it was a gift that was given to me, and I want to give that back to the other people as well.
What are some of the things that you're, now that you're in a position where you're getting ready to professionally start looking at this and you're going to college for it, what are some of the things that might have been a surprise to you that you found out while you were, you know, in the educational end of it?
I'm not really sure, you know.
Was there any kind of surprises as far as mental health issues that might have came about, or was there anything like that that might have surprised you as far as relapse rates and things like that? Did anything like shock you when you started looking at the educational end, you know, and going to school for it?
Not really.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Well, I know that, you know, when I've had a lot of different people that I know go through getting their CAP and all of the different levels that they go through for addiction professionals, and some of them have ran into issues like, you know, what they, you know, 1 in 57 get it, and, you know, all of these different things. And I'm a true believer that, you know, you're going to get this when you want to get it. I'm a true believer of that. I believe that sometimes we need help to get there, and sometimes it's the judge, sometimes it's Ken Seeley, sometimes it's Chris D, sometimes whoever it is.
Yes, I believe in that too.
You know, and I believe that, you know, if they just left it up to us to make that choice, we'd all be dead.
Yeah.
I think sometimes we got to go through what we have to go through, and in the end, we really have to feel all that pain and all that, you know, all that humiliation to make some kind of a choice to move forward in a good way. And, like, no kidding, it's time for change, as Chris would say.
Right.
So what I'd like to do is thank Kerry. Of course, you're a great guest. I'm glad that you called in from Pennsylvania. And, again, where are you at? Montclair?
Montrose.
Whereabouts is that?
I'm bad at giving directions here.
Well, what's the nearest big city?
Scranton. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So you're up there with the folks from Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, AM 1550, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I stayed in a prison up near there.
Hey, Chris was in a prison up near
Muncie
there.
State Correctional.
Oh.
Do you know where that's at?
No, I don't.
On the way out to Elmira, which is west of you guys.
Okay.
It's a women's maximum security prison. Someday I'll tell you about how I got there.
How'd you end up in there?
Drinking.
I was going to say, that's an interesting story. And Chris is a male, so we'll have to find out more about that in the future, huh, Kerry?
Yeah. That would be interesting.
That would be interesting, wouldn't it?
I was definitely a hit when I was there.
I'm sure you were.
Well, listen, Kerry, I want to thank you. You know, it's Kerry, I understand that you listen to the Ken Seeley show with us on Monday nights.
Yes, I do.
Ken's a great guy.
He is. He's an inspiration to me.
It's been pretty interesting watching this family over the last couple of weeks and their loved one get into detox this past week. So more will be revealed. Tune in tomorrow night, and Ken will be talking more about that. So we want to thank Kerry for tuning in. Kerry, have a blessed night, and happy Mother's Day to you.
Thanks. Have a great night.
Yep. Bye-bye. All right. We're going to go to a break, and when we come back, we're going to have Joe. Joe is going to be with us.
Joe?
You'll know. We'll be back right after this message.
WWNN, Pompano Beach.
My name is Nicole. I first tried Willard Water when I had a sore throat. I'd hoped drinking tea made with Willard Water would help soothe the pain. I didn't think my first cup would make a difference, but boy, was I wrong. The soreness was totally gone in no time. I love Willard Water. Scientists all over the world have studied it. Longtime users swear by it. It's non-toxic, has no side effects, and it makes me feel better when I drink it. I use Willard Water as part of my daily supplement routine. Willard Water helps my body absorb more of the vitamins and nutrients I need for good health. I only have one body, and I want to do whatever I can to take care of it.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard Water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard Water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
Health Force Drug Test Corporation and Health Force Drug Test Consultants, saving recovery centers up to 40% on testing supplies. That's right, up to 40% savings. Health Force is working to be the lowest cost instant drug test kit supplier for drug and alcohol recovery centers throughout the United States and the world. Contact Ernest Smith for special pricing for drug recovery and pain management centers. For American-made instant drug test supplies, call 561-644-0585. That's 561-644-0585. Or send an email to hfdrugtest@yahoo.com. At Brain Training Centers of Florida, our goal is to help you discover and unleash your brain's complete potential. We employ brain state conditioning, an individually tailored method of balancing, harmonizing, and optimizing the brain. The Brain State Technologies method involves collecting and analyzing an individual's brain waves and producing personalized exercises to balance and harmonize the brain. This system is at least 100 times faster than most of the systems available today. Brain Training Centers of Florida is licensed and certified to operate the brain training system provided by Brain State Technologies. If you have questions about the Brain State conditioning technology or to schedule an appointment, please call Jeff Cole at 305-796-6979 or go online to braintrainingcentersfl.com and unleash your brain's complete potential. Call 305-796-6979 or go online to braintrainingcentersfl.com.
Standing at the crossroads, trying to read the signs to tell me which way
I am. John, I'm an alcoholic.
Welcome.
And, of course, you're listening to Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. And, of course, we are all about addiction recovery. And Monday through Friday from 10 to 11, if you haven't heard, we added 5 more hours of shows. We're now on the air 15 hours a week. One of my dedicated sponsors who, over the last year and a half to 2 years, has not hung himself while watching me go through the process, Chris Day, is sitting in the room. And, of course, we want to thank Chris for all of his support. First Step Sober House makes the Sunday night shows all 3 hours. They are the main state of the, sponsorship. Our other sponsors for the second hour, Chris sponsors all 3 hours, but the second hour is Atlantic Shores Hospital, Sound Pillow, and First Step Sober House. And of course, Chris, welcome to the show. And of course,
always a pleasure.
Yeah, Chris came rolling in. He was fashionably late tonight.
Yeah.
It was beautiful, beautiful. But he was you had the fam over, right?
Oh, had them all. It was wonderful.
Yeah, and mom and dad's now living down here, right?
Oh, it's great. They're right around the corner.
See, mom and dad gave Chris the keys to the house.
Yeah.
Can you believe that? That's when you know things have changed. When mom and dad walk up and hand you the keys to the house and say, hey, listen, you know, we'll be in Jersey. We need you to watch the house.
And they don't, you know, watch it disappear. I actually cleaned it up.
Well, you know something, Joe, we got Joe online, too, and that's what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about some tough love here. Joe, are you with us?
I'm with you, man.
You know, it's a pleasure to have you. Joe, give us a little bit of background on yourself so that way, because I want my listeners to understand that Joe comes with some background. He's got 25 years. Is that correct, Joe?
Well, actually, 1977, September 21st, was when I began my journey of recovery. So I'm 61 years old right now, and I've got 32 years of sobriety. And,
wow.
You know, I spent 16 years from the age of about 13 to 29 spinning out of control with my alcohol and drug use, and finally was confronted, ended up in a treatment facility, got out, started working the 12 steps. And the last couple of decades, I've actually quite a change. I am a chaplain and an addiction counselor at the Boulder County Jail in Boulder, Colorado.
Do you think that might be a little stretch from what you thought in 1970, whatever?
I've got some pictures from those days, and I would not have been voted the most likely to be a prison chaplain. I'll tell you that. So, yeah, God works in strange ways sometimes with some strange people too.
You think?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure of that. Yeah.
So, Joe, let me ask you a couple of questions here, because it's important that people understand that this Tuesday I'm going to have Joe on for the whole hour, from 2 to 3 in the afternoon, and then what I'm going to do is rebroadcast it at 10 o'clock, because I read a book, and I watched a DVD, and tell us about that book and about that DVD, Joe.
Well, about 3 years ago, my wife and I, my wife is in recovery also with about 26 years. We met at an AA meeting.
And she hasn't killed you yet.
I've given her a few reasons to, but she's not done it yet. So 3 years ago, we started this thing called Changing Lives Foundation, and we have a website, changinglivesfoundation.org, and I wrote a book called Why Don't They Just Quit? Because over the years, I've been dealing an awful lot with parents, loved ones, concerned others of the active alcohol or drug-dependent person, and they keep asking me that same question, why don't they just quit? The consequences are piling up. Their life is crap, and what can I do? So we sort of locked ourselves in a house for about 6 months and had a couple of editors, and we came up with a 300-page book that's been really, really helpful called Why Don't They Just Quit? So,
give us an overview of what the book is about and what it touches on.
Well, it talks about, throughout the book, I'll weave in some of my own recovery history and how it impacted my own family, and I even have my former wife and daughter have written a little bit for different chapters, but we talk about, you know, what addiction really is, how it progresses in the insidious manner that it does. We talked about the fact that the family is impacted quite a bit, whether they realize it or not. I mean, they realize it after a period of time, but not just the spouse, not just the parent, depending on who has the problem, but it could be siblings. And I've got a whole chapter on siblings that are, you know, sort of pushed aside as this one high-maintenance individual becomes the center focus for the parent sometimes. And the siblings are, you know, pushed aside, and this one active alcoholic or drug addict consumes all of mom and dad's energy, and that's the way it was in my case. So we talk about enabling. What does it really look like? Subtle ways that people do it without realizing it. We talk about some different drugs, how people become dependent on different drugs and the different classes of drugs. And it's really the main focus is for the family member, whether it's the spouse, whether it's a parent, whether it's a brother-in-law, how do they deal with this? And so many times, the concerned people have no idea what's going on. And, you know, I was a very deceptive person. I manipulated people. And you know, I can look back and see it now. At the time, I really wasn't that aware of it. And oftentimes the people that cared about me the most weren't aware of it either. And, you know, working in the criminal justice system, you get to practice or work a lot with chemically dependent people. And like I said, we, after 18 or 20 years working there, and after all the thousands of phone calls that I received from mothers and fathers and those people that are really concerned about this person.
I want to make a point here, Joe, that I'm sure none of the drug dealers were calling to find out how our buddies were doing.
No. You know, in fact, I ask them that sometimes. You know, I'll ask the guys in jail, you know, when was the last time one of your friends, I put that in quotes, you know, called you, wrote you a letter, or set up a visit to come see you, or put money on your books, and it just doesn't happen. It's really pretty sad. You know, the people that I thought were friends were really just associates or people that I got high with. And people in recovery, we have this camaraderie, this esprit de corps sort of that, you know, we've been in the same battle, but, you know, the families are just devastated for years sometimes, even after the person, you know, I can remember, for instance, in my case, when I had one year of sobriety, my family wanted to have this big party for me, and I can just imagine what my siblings, my two sisters and my brother thought. You know, here is this knucklehead that's been roaming the streets doing nothing but causing damage. We're going to have a party for him? So, you know, we try and...
Oh, so familiar.
Huh?
It's oh, so familiar.
Yeah. So I try and offer hope and encouragement, but I'm a real big fan of the tough love approach. Raising that bottom, we have a whole chapter on that. Giving ultimatums, allowing the consequences to be the bad guy, to be the teacher. You know, just getting out of the way of the trouble that the people get themselves caught up in. And I've seen it. I've seen just some people just drain hundreds of thousands of dollars out of their family's accounts, paying for attorneys and multiple rehab facilities, and really with not much intention of really gaining sobriety. So,
well, let's talk about that for a minute, because I think it's important that people hear this message. Because one of the things that I talk about, and I get a lot of phone calls, as you can imagine.
Sure.
You know, and the phone calls I get is things like, John, I've had my son or my daughter in treatment 15 times, and which one should I send them to now? And I tell them, go to the toilet, take your 15 grand, and flush it.
Yeah.
Because in my opinion, if somebody's been through the process 15 times, they probably should have heard the message somewhere through that time period.
Yeah, you know, I'll hear the same thing. I'll ask the parents, is he going back as a client or is he going back to teach a class? Because because by now he knows what he needs to do. And you know, that's why I'm such a huge fan of the 12 steps. You know, very humbling experience for most people to swallow their pride and say that I can't deal with this on my own. You know, treatment is as wonderful as it is. It's not recovery. It's a period of time where you get yanked out of your environment and you get to focus on the harm you've done and the things, the changes you need to make. But if you don't follow it up with a support group, my high recommendation is 12-step support groups. If you can find something else, whatever it is, there has to be some talk therapy that goes on for a period of time while this person transitions back into society where they can function, hold a job, pay their own bills, and live confidently in the world without alcohol and drugs. And 30 days, 60 days, 90 days in a rehab program, as wonderful as it is, it's not long-term recovery.
And that being said, I also want to point out that I believe that, and I've had those other phone calls too, where, you know, it might be the person's first time of ever being introduced, and they've, you know, never been through treatment, never been in a detox, have no clue what it's all about. And you talk with the family members, and in my particular situation, I truly believe that that's the type of person that really needs to go into the treatment for the first time. And I believe that there is even, you know, there's some places out there that deal with other issues, because I think sometimes people get into treatment and they have other issues and they're not even, you know, they don't even realize them, and sometimes the treatment centers don't even deal with them. May it be mental health issues, may it be emotional issues, they don't deal with them because they're really not geared to deal with them. So
right.
I think there's some places out there that, you know, deal with, you know, coexisting and co-issues as far as mental health issues and emotional issues that people might not have dealt with in other treatment programs, and it might be a good shot to go through a treatment program like that that deals with the core issues. Would you agree?
Oh, I agree. I mean, if you're a long-term crack user, meth user, heroin, alcohol, whatever, it can cause some real significant brain damage.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I believe is that quite often the vast majority of that will clear up with a period of sobriety and when the person stops poisoning the brain. But if you've done everything you know to do and you've got several months sobriety, you're working a program, and then you're still miserable, yeah, there could be some co-occurring issues, and there might be a real legitimate need for some medication that might help. And for some people, they're lifesavers. So, yeah, it can be very complex and very, very complicated. A lot of things to sort out.
And as the family members are going through this, they're pulling their hair out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, because their loved one will appear to be so sincere and then break that promise again and again and again. And, you know, one of the chapters in my book is about what I call detachment, where you completely, I mean, you just tell this person, I love you dearly. I hope, I pray that you do well. I know that you need to get off your substances, whatever it might be they're using. But until you make that decision, I just can't stand to watch anymore. So don't call and don't come to the house until you have 30 days, 60 days, 90 days sobriety, something.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like death by a thousand cuts for the family. And at some point, detachment, just to completely unhook from this person for a period of time. I mean, you don't tell them forever, but just pick a time frame. I mean, you might be married to and tell your spouse, until you have 30 days of sobriety, we're done. I don't want, you know, go stay with a friend, and when you get that 30 days, we'll start working on putting our relationship back together.
And in some cases, it might even be longer than that.
Yeah, well, absolutely, yeah.
You know, you remind me of the Big Blue Book, you know, the original Big Blue Book of the 12-step process. It talks about how we built up the structure and then pulled it down.
Right.
Had a bright outlook for the family and destroyed it every time.
Right. You know, that's why it's called an addiction. It's a chronic relapsing problem. But at some point, assuming that the person has not lost touch with reality, they can make the choice to use or not use. I mean, it may be difficult. Obviously, it is difficult. But unless the person has completely lost touch with reality, they can make that hard decision to change their lifestyle, begin a journey of recovery. And, you know, after, like for myself, and I know I have lots of friends with decades of sobriety, their lives are completely different, and life's good, alcohol-free, drug-free.
Let me ask you one more question, and then we're going to have to go. But
sure.
One of the things that I would like to ask you as far as somebody that's been around and you've seen the process, do you believe that the disease of addiction is the only disease that tells us we don't have a disease?
Yeah, I think that's probably true. You know, and that's part of the insidious nature. I love the way Webster defines insidious. It says it's subtle but enticing, having a gradual or cumulative effect and being well established before becoming apparent. So in other words, it's like it just snuck in while nobody was looking. And, you know, the person that got caught in the trap, you might say, hates to admit that they got caught in a trap. But you're right. It's one of the only diseases I know that tells you it's not there. And I do believe there's a physical, biological component, a disease. And I also believe that there's a moral component at the same time. But that person that's fallen on the floor, going through withdrawal, having a seizure, you can't just say it's all on his head. It truly is a disease.
Joe, I want to thank you for coming on tonight and giving us a prelude of what's going to happen on Tuesday, because I want to, of course, Joe, give your information as far as where they can check you out before Tuesday, and you know.
We have a great site loaded with lots of free resources. It's called ChangingLivesFoundation.org.
Mm-hmm.
It's ChangingLivesFoundation.org, and we have some past radio shows that I've done, some television shows, and lots of resources, and a blog and all that. So, looking forward to Tuesday, though.
Absolutely, me too. Actually, we're going to take this tickler tonight. We're going to post it on our post tomorrow. Joe's sending over information tonight. I'm going to be posting all the information on the book, on the DVD, and then we're going to have Joe on Tuesday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and we're going to replay it at 10 Tuesday night. So, Joe, we'll look forward to having you on Tuesday at 2.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Have a blessed night.
You too, John.
All right. There you go, folks. So what do you think, Chris? Absolutely.
Yeah.
And carries a hell of a message. We'll be back right after this message.
Trying to read the signs to tell me which way I should go.
I'm Ken Seely from Intervention 911. Every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can listen to John Hollis and myself on Holistic Lifestyle Radio Show, Ask the Interventionist. Millions of Americans suffer from some form of addiction that affects the people that love them. I want to take this opportunity to help their families and friends understand the addiction and fight it with all the tools necessary and get their loved ones and them into a program of recovery. Again, this is Ken Seely. I look forward to answering your questions live on Monday nights, 10 p.m., on Holistic Lifestyle Radio, Ask the Interventionist Show. Please call 888-565-1470, or you can also email your questions by going to holisticlifestylesradio.com. I look forward to hearing from you and fighting this war on addiction together.
My name is Charles Beckard. Do you work overtime? If you work in excess of 40 hours per week, your employer is required to pay you for your overtime. Unless you're specifically exempt under the Fair Labor Standards Act, you are entitled to overtime at time and one half. Let us help you get paid for what you've earned. Is your boss ripping you off? 954-941-8363 or visit us at the web, southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience. Good mental health is key to a happy and fulfilling life. But when it's compromised by addiction or a psychiatric disorder, the only solution is professional help. Atlantic Shores Hospital is a private substance abuse and psychiatric facility offering a complete range of mental health services, including adult inpatient mental health care, adult inpatient substance abuse, dual diagnosis, and detox from substance abuse. Atlantic Shores Hospital has helped hundreds in our community to get on the road to recovery and reclaim their lives. Call Atlantic Shores Hospital today, toll free, 888-771-2711. That's 888-771-2711, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Online at AtlanticShoresHospital.com. They're located at 4545 North Federal Highway in Fort Lauderdale. Atlantic Shores Hospital, serving South Florida for 20 years. Family members, you can't wait any longer. Call today, toll free, 888-771-2711 for a free consultation. Atlantic Shores Hospital, treatment for change.
30 years ago, 60 Minutes traveled to South Dakota to meet Dr. John Willard and to examine his miraculous Willard Water. What they discovered was thousands of people all over the world were using Willard Water to better their health. As 60 Minutes found, the claims seem unbelievable, but the results are undeniable. Scientific studies show that Willard Water can help our bodies absorb more of the vitamins and nutrients we need for good health. They also show that Willard Water helps make cells stronger and more resistant to disease. Willard Water helps the body heal itself. And it does all this without the toxins found in over-the-counter medications. Willard Water is not a fad. It's been helping people for more than 40 years. Become one of the thousands of people who use Willard Water every day. To learn more about the benefits of Willard Water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard Water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
Welcome back. Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, and I was just told that you're back in a tournament in 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
Yeah, the end of the month. Yeah, we're going back up to Sebring. Lovely Sebring.
I like Sebring.
Well, there's a train station there.
Is there?
Yeah, went by it.
Went by it?
Yep.
That was the road map. The map of the town all starts at the train station. So Chris, the board op, of course, Chris West, he does the Saturday show with Joey Donovan. He just said to me something that really made a lot of sense. You know, of course, we hear it all the time, but, you know, Chris isn't even in recovery. And he said it's the only disease that people get pissed off at other people for having.
It is. It really is. As you look at it, you cannot go up to somebody and say, "Damn it, Frank, you have lupus." It doesn't make sense. But you hear it all the time. Yeah. You're an alcoholic. You're an addict. You're no good. It's always anger, 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 which doesn't solve the problem.
Nope. No, it doesn't.
It only makes it worse.
It's profound. Absolutely.
Profound. You should get a CAC or a CAP or...
I've had
an AAP
enough
or an AARP.
Experiences with my own addictions and overcoming them that I do sponsor a buddy of mine and do my part.
So listen, you know, I think maybe you should get your degree like an AARP, but, you know, you're a few years off from that.
Well, we're working on it. We went back to school.
Yeah. You're a good man, Chris.
No, I'm rapidly approaching that myself.
Are you really? AARP. Chris D. with gray hair getting ready to get his first issue of AARP.
Yeah, boy, oh boy.
12 years in recovery, you get your first issue. That's not bad, man.
Yeah, you know.
Well, how many years you got? I mean, how many years you got until you get the magazine?
Well, I think I'm 15 out right now. But I think they're
15
sending,
years?
Yeah,
I was going to say, this is an honest program.
All right, 20.
So what do you? How long is it off?
Well, I guess AARP starts when you're about what, 60?
50.
50. Oh gosh, I'm 5 out, dude. It's an honest program. I would like to be the Association of Retired People. I'd like to be retired at 50. So.
Let me tell you a funny story. Lori got her first issue 2 years ago.
Oh
man, I was on that. I was all over that, baby.
One more thing for her to be mad at you about.
Hey, listen, it's been 17 years. She could probably just add up. You know, she's got a board at home that she throws a dart at. Any day she just wants to pick something.
I'm sure that board is filled with stuff.
Huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
Like
but,
a wall.
But wait a minute, honey, how about that other side? You know, there's three things written on it. But you know something, I like what Joe had to say, because, you know, it's really no bones. You don't play around with the addict that, you know, continues to do what they're doing. And, you know, if you give continuous help time after time after time, and the person isn't, you know, coming around.
Receptive, yeah.
There's got to be some kind of a bottom that they hit, because if they don't hit a bottom, if we don't hit a bottom, we're running around saying, you know, everything's wonderful.
Well, you know, listening to what Joe said, he made some very, very interesting points about raising the bottom, and of course our Big Blue book talks about that, and the original bottom in classic thinking is that, you know, the person has to be absolutely down in Skid Row in the gutter and has lost their marbles due to their drinking, wet brain, and, you know, here you're talking about asylums and sanitariums and so on and so forth, and you know, to raise the bottom also raises the awareness, because You know, I see a lot of people today that have lots of bells and whistles that can easily justify, well, I'm not like that, you know. And as we raise the bottom, then we have something a little bit more relative to compare ourselves to, and maybe the light will go on, you know, go off, and we'll seek some form of treatment.
And you have that opportunity at a moment of clarity sometimes to be able to get through more so than if a person's, like, you know, with their defenses up too. So I think it really, that opening, that you have to really kind of have that God-given instinct of when to go at a person. You know what I mean?
And he talked about tough love too. And you know, here it is Mother's Day.
Mm.
And how can you tell a mother to engage in tough love? It has got to be the hardest thing. You know, I as a father, I find it easier to step into that thought process than a mom. You know, mom has a unique and special bond with their children. First and foremost, they've carried them, they gave birth to them, and generally speaking, it's the first thing a baby sees is its mother. You know, to tell a mom that she needs to throw her son out.
Difficult thing, man.
Very. And I can tell you from my own experience. I remember back prior to my sobriety, when my attorney had called up once again for the umpteenth time. And had made it very clear to
Mrs.
my mom.
D.
Yeah. I need
10 retainer. Grand.
The attorney was on retainer the whole time, buddy. So put their kids through school. You know, someone had to, right?
Absolutely.
But it said, you know, you have to let go of your son. And there was a long moment of silence, and she said, no, I'm never going to give up. And, you know, when I think of moms, and, you know, I heard it mentioned just today. My father was over and was talking, and actually asking my girlfriend who she thought her daughter's hero was. And I'm getting a little bit mushy here, but, you know, for all the kids and for all the people listening that still have their moms around, I mean, if you can... just think about who your true hero is, and for me it was my mom, you know, and obviously my dad too, but my mom. She never gave up. She didn't have a, and that's the thing about mothers, they don't have a secret weapon. They don't have a ray gun or a cape or, you know, a fast car that they can show up on scene. They're just moms, you know.
And
they
hang
love
in there.
They just hang in there.
Yeah, they hang in there.
And they never give up. And you know, I can only speak of from my perspective and being very fortunate that I had a mom like that, you know, and I deal with a lot of clients and prospective clients that have moms that just, you know, they're not there anymore. They've thrown their own towel in, and or maybe they suffer from the disease of addiction and have walked away from their children. You know, when I look at my mom and the stuff that she went through and the fact that she never gave up, I wouldn't be where I was today in any level if it weren't for her love and it weren't for her commitment that she wanted to find the man behind the monster that I'd become.
Mm.
You know, and the sense of gratitude that she has today where she's seen her son. And I remember, just like Joe was talking about, that 1 year that I had when I got my first year, and then she had flown down to see me pick my medallion up, and I think that was one of the greatest moments of my life. I was almost like I'd gotten my college diploma, you know, and I was moving a tassel from one side of the cap to the other and looking out and seeing my mom out there, you know, and when I picked that medallion up and I looked across the meeting and I saw her sitting there crying, and I started crying too. Because I knew that
it's amazing,
you know,
stuff, man. It
yeah,
really is.
And God was in the room there, you know, and He truly was opening the clouds.
And I'm glad you brought that up, because when you have that, and if you're listening right now, that, you know, one of the things that I wrote on Facebook tonight was, don't give up before the miracle happens. This is a miracle, man. The miracle that takes place in our life is what Chris was just talking about. That is a miracle. You know, most guys like us should end up dead. At best, we should end up, you know, dead. At worst, we should just end up in prison for a little while. But the bottom line is, I think that when you have your mom and you get to be able to see that look in her eye of being proud again and that love's there again. And I don't think that ever, the love in her eyes never leaves, but definitely, you know, trust in her eyes definitely is. You know, emotionally being hurt in the pain and the issues in her eyes and just their, you know, their whole demeanor. Those things change over time. This is the miracle we're talking about. And mad, glad, or sad, if you don't pick that first one up, mad, glad, or sad, hey, listen, here's the reality, folks. Myself, Chris, I know a lot of people that have gone through emotional upheavals. Chris went through a tragic one a couple of years ago. Didn't pick up, no matter what. Financial issues, emotional issues, love issues. Issues are issues. If you pick up over issues, you definitely are just going to make worse issues.
And I have a whole new set of ones, too, to deal with.
Correct.
Most likely. And that's always been my case. I mean, you know, you're absolutely right. I picked up over what I thought were mountains that were truly molehills, you know. And of course, by the time I was done, they were mountains, all right.
They were like
the Himalayas.
Kilimanjaro.
So here's some of the things I want to go over real quick before we go to a break, because we're going to go out to a break and then we're going to come back. But one of the things I want to go over with you right now, folks, is if you are listening and you listen to, of course, Lisa at the very beginning of the show from 9 to about 9:30, and then you listen to Carrie from about 9:30 until 10 o'clock, these were mothers that are in recovery. One has 4 years, the other one has a year, and they all went through the process that Chris was just so eloquently putting. But you know something, they were on the mother end of it. They've one, Lisa in particular, lost her child and has not gotten her child back yet. She has her other three children in her life, but one of her children is not with her. And she goes through that pain every day, and guess what? Mad, glad, or sad, she doesn't pick up, and for the last year, she hasn't found it necessary to pick up a drink or a drug over those issues, and has a group, has a sponsor, and is plugged in and doesn't put those things as you know, captors of her recovery, meaning that if I can't get this, then I can't stay sober, which is total ignorance on the behalf of the addict and the alcoholic, and I used to do it myself. And the bottom line is that if you're out there tonight and you have a story of hope, that means that you can call us. You don't even have to use your own, you know, your real name. You can call us and you can say, hey, listen, you know something? I was in this particular situation as a mother. I got in recovery, and I'm now year, 2 years, 6 months, whatever it is, and you know something? I haven't found it necessary, even though I don't have my children or I lost them for a period of time and now I have them back. Help that newcomer coming in the door right now that sat during Mother's Day in a three-quarter way house somewhere or in treatment or, worse yet, in jail because they're listening to the show in jail and they don't have their family. Give them hope that they can get through another day. 888-565-1470. That's 888-565-1470. Give us a call and let us know your feelings.
I'm Ken Seeley from Intervention 911. Every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can listen to John Hollis and myself on Holistic Lifestyle Radio Show, Ask the Interventionist. Millions of Americans suffer from some form of addiction that affects the people that love them. I want to take this opportunity to help their families and friends understand the addiction and fight it with all the tools necessary and get their loved ones and them into a program of recovery. Again, this is Ken Seeley. I look forward to answering your questions live on Monday nights, 10 p.m. on Holistic Lifestyle Radio, Ask the Interventionist Show. Please call 888-565-1470. Or you can also email your questions by going to holisticlifestylesradio.com. I look forward to hearing from you and fighting this war on addiction together.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
At Brain Training Centers of Florida, our goal is to help you discover and unleash your brain's complete potential. We employ brain state conditioning, an individually tailored method of balancing, harmonizing, and optimizing the brain. The Brain State Technologies method involves collecting and analyzing an individual's brain waves and producing personalized exercises to balance and harmonize the brain. This system is at least 100 times faster than most of the systems available today. Brain Training Centers of Florida is licensed and certified to operate the brain training system provided by Brain State Technologies. If you have questions about the Brain State Conditioning Technology or to schedule an appointment, please call Jeff Cole at 305-796-6979 or go online to braintrainingcentersfl.com and unleash your brain's complete potential. Call 305-796-6979 or go online to braintrainingcentersfl.com.
My name is Janice, and I'm from Rapid City, South Dakota. Willard Water is a pretty big deal around these parts. I've been using Willard Water for many years, and I can honestly say it's changed my life. A few years ago, I developed some early symptoms of arthritis. Over time, my pain got worse and worse. I went to my doctor. He prescribed the usual assortment of drugs and therapies, but they did little or nothing to alleviate the pain. I kept thinking, I'm too young to have this much pain, to be confined to a rocking chair for the rest of my life. So I soaked my hands in Willard Water, and it relieved my pain. In no time, I was back to living a healthy, happy life. We're expecting our first grandchild soon. And thanks to Willard Water, I'll be able to lift him up and enjoy our playtime.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard Water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard Water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now back to today's show.
Welcome back, Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. And, of course, I just flashed the old pearly whites of Chris. You know when you're getting better? When you can lose your teeth. And then, of course, you come into recovery, you get them back, and you get to take them out and show them to your friends. Yeah, these are all great, you know, of course, things that you get to do in recovery.
The get-tos. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Get to have your teeth back.
So I was out in Vegas, and Jerry Goldfarb from G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program comes walking up, and he goes, I knew you when you were an addict. And I started laughing. I said, no, Jerry, you knew me when I had no teeth. So the good news is today, folks, that things do get better. Over time, they get better. And, you know, we see so many things in our lives that we really don't believe after a while, especially if we're chronically relapsing, if we're in and out, we tend to give up hope. And that moment of clarity comes. And I'm a true believer. You know, I was on Facebook. I'll tell you a funny story. On Facebook, you know, me and Chris were just talking at the break in regards to Ken Seeley being on the air with us. And Ken Seeley has been working with his family over the last 2 weeks. And Joe, the person that we were dealing with that has the addiction, ended up in detox this week. So I deal a lot with, not only, of course, on Facebook and other social networks, I don't just deal with addicts, I deal with family members of addicts. So when I posted on Facebook that Joe made it to detox, somebody that is a family member of addicts, originally, you know, that is used to us pulling the structure down, posted underneath of my post, don't get your hopes up, basically. You know, stay your distance, make sure you, and one of the things that I have to say when I see something like that is that, you know, people plan and God laughs. If it's meant to be, because let me tell you something, folks, if somebody had said to Chris 3.5 years ago that John Hollis was going to be sitting here with him tonight, what would you have said?
I would have bet good money against it.
Okay. So the bottom line is that people plan and God laughs. So if there's breath, there's hope. And I don't think that in any way whatsoever do I think that we should just say, hey, listen, this person is unwilling to get it, or, you know, as a recovering member of a 12-step organization, when the hand is put out to me, I have to have my hand reach back, regardless of how many times it is, regardless of what the situations are, and I have to sometimes put my thought process in my pocket, because my thought process will doom the person before they even get out the date. Hey, you know, they've already tried it 5 times. Well, how do I, you know, so sometimes I really have to just move forward with faith that God, that's what God wants me to do for that moment. Do you believe that?
Absolutely. I mean, that's what the, you know, the foundation of this program is based on, faith that grows out of hope. And like you said, if there's a breath, then, you know, there can be a second breath.
Mm.
And, you know, I absolutely have faith. There's no doubt about it. And proof of that is just sitting here with you. You know, the last time I saw you, you were looking like, you know,
wasn't good.
20 miles of real bad road.
Yeah.
You know,
deep alleys there. I think I had one flip-flop off, one flip-flop on, and a cold beer in my hand.
Now, you were asking for money for a cheeseburger.
Was
we
I?
Knew what it was going for.
Yeah, of course, it was a cheeseburger.
A cheeseburger.
Yeah, sure it was.
But, you know, that's the thing. And the program itself, okay, and all that we do in our process is that we develop that relationship with God, and that's what the steps allow us to do. You know, and talks about turning our will and our life over to care of God as we understand Him, or however we describe it. The process actually reintroduces us to the God that's always been there. And you know, we turned our backs by way of addiction and other processes that took us away from His light. And as we start to peel away the layers by way of the steps and other additives, because I do believe that there's more than just the steps that it tells us, and at least in the literature I follow, that we know only a little. And this is what we do know that
more
works.
More will be revealed.
And more will be revealed. And as we enhance our lives through that relationship that we rediscover, that His will and the miracles that follow are there, and one of them is being able to sit here tonight and carrying a message of hope.
And yeah, and I'm glad that you said that, because I think that it says it all through the book, and it says it particularly in We Agnostics from the Big Blue Book. It talks about how we really have to choose in or choose out. You know, God is either everything or He's nothing. What is our choice to be? And this is what I found. Even in my own particular case, see, I look at like recovery through the 12-step process anyway, like baking a cake. And I hung around for 20 years trying to bake a cake. And let's say that the 12-step process is a chocolate cake. Well, I sat around for 20 years trying to bake a chocolate cake with no chocolate. See, I wanted to pick and choose the ingredients that were going into the chocolate cake. And then I would get pissed off
when I found out that the chocolate cake didn't taste like chocolate cake, and it wasn't chocolate cake. It
wasn't even a cake.
Yeah. It was soup. It was mud. And I would get the same result over and over and over and over and over again, and never took responsibility for the fact that I was the guy that was supposed to follow the ingredients and chose not to put the eggs in the mix, chose not to choose in or choose out, chose not to
do the work.
Do the work, absolutely.
Do the
work. Get down to the nitty and gritty.
And come on, you've been around for a while, and I have too. And I've seen so many people think that they can just do part of, not the entire path, and try to go from the doorway to the finish line. And you know,
step one, step 12.
Yeah, you know, and take that elevator to success, pardon the expression, and thinking that it's working, but it doesn't. They're sitting on the ground floor pushing a button.
Well, temporarily, a person might be able to hang out.
Well, yeah.
Depending on how bad their progression was, they might be able to hang out for a year, 2 years, even 5 or 6 years, 10 years. But sooner or later, if you haven't done the work, it's going to catch up with you. And
it talks about it in literature. They only thought that they had this relationship. They only thought that their life was getting better. They only thought that all these things were falling back in place, and therefore the work was not needed. And when the onion test comes and they fail, finally they come back to the place of, I need to go that path. I need to follow that path and work these things the way they're supposed to, instead of just, doing a lot of fellowshipping, a lot of conversation, but not getting down to the meat and potatoes of the process, which are the steps.
Absolutely. That's what gives us life.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about this.
First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
My name is John Hollis, and of course I'm with Holistic Lifestyles Radio, and we want to talk about Crossroads of Antigua, helping people take the first step towards change. Do you know somebody struggling with addiction to alcohol, prescription medication, or other drugs? Crossroads Center of Antigua provides comprehensive detoxification, treatment, and continuing care services within a holistic body, mind, and spirit approach to recovery. Founded by Eric Clapton, Crossroads Center is recognized as one of the top 10 international programs for addiction services. Crossroads provides quality, affordable care for individuals and their families. Call now for a free, confidential assessment and speak with one of course, their admission counselors. Give them a call at 877-318-8834 or check out the website at crossroadsantigua.org. And remember, recovery is possible and is often life-saving.
To all divers, new or experienced, at Dive In Adventures, tranquility is only moments away. A one-of-a-kind experience is waiting for you at Dive In Adventures. Our dive operation focuses on providing you with a unique experience by customizing all of our PADI dive courses and dive travel adventures to meet your desires. At Dive In Adventures, we use quality equipment and carefully select knowledgeable dive instructors that will have you diving in with confidence. For an enlightening and tranquil dive tour of our enchanting oceans, call Dive In Adventures today, 561-290-0303, or go online to diveinadventures.com for more information on private PADI courses, dive travel, dive charters, or even your own private dive guide. Call Diamond Adventures today, 561-290-0303. Don't delay. Call Diamond Adventures today, 561-290-0303.
My name is Joanne. I'm from Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, and I've been using Willard water for more than 15 years. My husband and I are very careful about our nutrition. We eat organic food, try to maintain a healthy lifestyle, and we drink Willard water every day. I'm 65 years old. My husband is 64. We're in fantastic shape. Willard water plays a key role in our good health. Willard water helps the body absorb more of the vitamins and nutrients we need for good health. It's also full of natural minerals. I'm here to tell you what thousands of others around the world already know. Willard water works. If you care about your health, you'll go out and buy some today.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
Welcome back to the show, Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. I'm John Hollis, and we want to welcome everybody back. And, of course, we've got about a couple of minutes here, and we're going to have to go out for the top of our third hour. And we break up this three-hour show on Sunday nights so that way we have individual hours so we can replay them from time to time. And, of course, we like to replay our Sunday night show, especially sometimes on Monday afternoon at 2, because, you know, the body really needs it at that point. Absolutely. We do. We play or we replay it Monday afternoon. So if you're ever listening on Monday afternoon and you're saying to yourself, why am I here on Sunday night show? You'll know, because John's drinking a cup of coffee trying to get out of a funk. That's why.
Uh-huh.
And Chris is over there laughing because he understands the getting beat up by the radio schedule.
Oh, tell me about it. I'm here from Saturday from 4 a.m. till Sunday at midnight. The radio schedule can kill one.
Absolutely, especially 15 hours a week. You know, we got Dawn Massler on Fridays, the Broken Picker Fixer.
The Broken Picker Fixer.
You know, see, I thought she was a man-hater. I really did, but then I came to find out that that wasn't a problem at all. She loved men, and that's why she is the Broken Picker Fixer, because she had a broken picker. So you can check out Dawn every Friday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, 2 to 3, and then again on Friday nights from 10 to 11. She carries a great message of hope for people, especially ladies in early recovery, that are going through issues of, like, you know, I can't do it without him. Or worse yet, we walk in the door and we say, wow, I'm going to sponsor her. She's going to sponsor me, and everything's going to be wonderful.
Yeah, that's that boy meets girl on campus thing, huh?
Hey, listen, I remember my first treatment program many years ago. And I walked in, and I met her. She was there. We were gonna spend the rest of our lives together. We were going to have the house, the big white house,
yeah.
The picket fence, the three-legged dog, the 2.3 kids, you know the deal. You know, and of course I created this thing in my mind just about how much love it was and how I loved her. And all of these things, like, went on and on and on in my mind. And, I, you know, we were going to have the marriage and we were going to, you know, it's just, you know, that alcoholic thinking, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And then in the end, you know, she just wanted sex anyway. She didn't want anything out of that. You know? The bottom line is, she went her way, and I went and got drunk. Go figure.
You fell in love and she dumped you.
So, you know, go figure. Somebody would dump me. I mean, but, you know. Yeah, I know that's hard for anybody to believe that's listening out there, that somebody might dump me.
It wasn't the, what is that, Southern Waste Management dumping.
It should have been, actually. Isn't that the place that isn't it Southern Waste Management that does free snow removal? And,
yes, they do, and they cater parties.
They cater weddings, right?
They cater weddings.
That's kind of like sums up my whole existence up until about 4 years ago. So, hey, listen, we want to give a shout-out to DL. Danny Lubers, who's listening tonight. And, of course, we send our love to Danny.
Hey, Danny.
And we, of course, look forward to having you back as soon as possible. And most importantly, Stay safe. Stay in the graces of God and under the yoke of God, and all things work out and for the best, and that's the good thing. We're going to go out at the top of the hour now. I want you to listen up because, of course, one of our sponsors, Sound Pillow, is going to be played right now. And, of course, Sound Pillow is a major, major supporter, just like Chris D, of this radio show for 15 hours a week. And if it wasn't for guys like Chris and Scott Armbruster of Sound Pillow, and, of course, Willard Water and the rest of the folks, we wouldn't be sitting here. So we want to thank all of our sponsors for the second hour, Atlantic Shores Hospital, First Step Sober House, and Sound Pillow. And we'll be back right after this message.
Let it blossom, let it flow. In the sun, we lay the snow. Love is lovely. Let it flow.
Looking for a reason to check out.
If you suffer from sleeplessness, Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can help you through periods of unease and restlessness with Sound Meditation Therapy, designed to help you reach a state of relaxation and to achieve the rejuvenating effects of a good night's sleep. This personal audio device can give you the ability to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming, soothing distraction from disturbing thoughts and silences. Sound Pillow Therapy allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can also be a powerful tool for relapse prevention in the addiction field, becoming what one therapist called a positive addiction, providing a healthy alternative to addictive behaviors. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy provides new insights to recovering addicts about the source of their cravings, resentments, and fears. Let Sound Pillow Therapy become a daily recovery tool, regardless whether you're a newcomer or in long-term recovery. Sound Pillow can help the spirit and the mind to be centered. To have the peace of mind and the rest that leads to good mind, body, and spirit health, contact Sound Pillow today. Toll free, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. Or go online to soundpillow.com. Again, that's soundpillow.com.
Health Force Drug Test Corporation and Health Force Drug Test Consultants, saving recovery centers up to 40% on testing supplies. That's right, up to 40% savings. Health Force is working to be the lowest cost instant drug test kit supplier for drug and alcohol recovery centers throughout the United States and the world. Contact Ernest Smith for special pricing for drug recovery and pain management centers. For American-made instant drug test supplies, call 561-644-0585. That's 561-644-0585. Or send an email to hfdrugtest@yahoo.com.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414, or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
WWNN, Pompano Beach.
Radio show, and of course we're at the top of the third hour, and I want to thank my guest Christy for being in.
Always a pleasure, John.
And the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach. That's of Pompano Beach, the First Step Sober House. And the First Step Sober House is, of course, a sober living environment that helps people. It doesn't matter if you're from Park Place to Park Bench. They have a structured living environment that helps you go through phases, and you can phase out. What's it, three phases, correct, Chris?
Four.
Okay.
Phases. Oh, yeah.
Tell us about the phases.
Oh, boy. Well, phase one, obviously, is entry level. You basically, and there's a newcomer, you're required to do certain things in phase one, which is find a job, home group sponsor, begin working your process of the steps.
Get a job,
man. You know, because there's this thing called RENT that you have to pay. Rent. I think there's a song like there's nothing going on but the rent.
Rent. What's rent?
You have to have J-O-B.
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 It's
basically phase one, and people are getting involved in the early stages of the recovery. Home group sponsor, they have to memorize their first three steps.
Mm-hmm.
And they can come in. They come in for a sit down with one of the directors who confirms all that, and they go into phase two. In phase two, obviously, they're moving forward. They have to actually be working their steps at that point in time.
And they have to have a sponsor that they're utilizing.
Always have to maintain a sponsor and home group. And above all that, they have to be going to their 90 and 90.
Mm-hmm.
And we check on all that stuff, you know. And then they come in for yet again another one-on-one with one of the directors. And through that, too, there's also counseling that's involved. They have to go to a group every Sunday, as well as to the other mandatory meetings, and as well as outside meetings.
And there's three mandatory meetings at the house?
Three mandatory meetings a week, plus there's also a Sunday night group, which has become very large. And they also get involved in a thing called the Brothers Keeper, which is a not-for-profit organization that has suddenly popped up in First Step, which was formed and pioneered by some of the guys. You had one of the gentlemen here, Elijah, the Scrapper.
The Scrapper,
Elijah. I've done it, right? And that's a meeting of the people, by the people, for the people, to put it, I guess, basically, it's what goes on stays right there, and we have no involvement whatsoever. They can air themselves out any way they want.
Hmm.
And I'm sure they have
so
choice.
So it's peer-run. Peer-run.
Peer-run, yes. Yeah. And they are involved in do a lot of charity work, especially with the kids. And I think that it's important because what better for the kids, the adolescents that are in juvenile settings and stuff like that, that to see some people that have been there, done that, come in and they talk to them about what they
say. They go into jails and institutions and talk to the adolescents.
Absolutely, and they work with a lot of church groups too.
Mm.
They put on a lot of functions, and so it's good stuff. You know, and this is speaks volumes to what people can do when they truly choose in.
Hmm.
And
It's 11:05. It's a Sunday night, and I got to tell you that at 11:05 on a Sunday night, if you're sitting in county right now, you're in lockdown. And if you're sitting on the rack because you smoke too much crack, me and Chris have both been there.
Oh yeah.
And if you got court tomorrow, you're sitting there on the rack from smoking too much crack. And your head's racing right now, and you're saying to yourself, man, I hope he lets me out tomorrow. God, I hope I hope mom shows up. I hope, the priest shows up. I hope whoever I talked into coming to talk to the judge shows up. You got all this fear. You got all this anxiety. You're going through all of this stuff. You're up and down. You're up and down. You can't sleep all night. Then they put you on the big blue bus in the morning.
Bluebird.
The big blue bird where they lock you next to the guy next to you, and, you both got that funk breath going on first thing in the morning. You're all heading down to the courthouse. Then they, shuffle you in, and they stick all, 162 of you into a 8x8 cell. Everybody's standing up, sniffing everybody, and it's just a horrible situation. And then you get in front of the judge, and he says, we're going to hold you off till 30 days.
30 days.
Then the next thing you know, or 60 days, in some cases 9 months, depending on your charge, here you are, you're sitting on the rack, you've smoked too much crack, and here's the reality of it. every time I ended up on the rack, I got there because of my own thinking. Nobody else put me there. Mom didn't put me there. Dad didn't put me there. Dog didn't put me there. The judge didn't put me there. And here was the amazing part. I actually got to the point where I understood that the cop didn't put me there. See, I thought it was the cops all the time. They were just picking on me.
You were a victim.
I was a victim.
Of circumstance.
I was a victim of police brutality.
Oh, man.
They were brutally telling me what they thought of me, and they were right. And I was, of course, not believing anything that they were saying because, you know, I was out of my mind and my thinker was broke and still is. But one of the things that I can tell you is that if you're on that rack tonight and you're hurting and you're getting ready to go to court tomorrow, understand you can get help. You don't have to. Let's say you know, it's your first time. Let's say you just kind of, you know, you're smoozing through right now. You happen to be, you know, doing a couple of months situation there. You know that tomorrow's the end of the run, that they're probably going to time serve you and cut you loose. Well, you know something? You don't have to go back out and continue doing what you were doing.
No, you don't.
You can make some different choices for yourself. You know, you got the Cadillac in your ears right now. That Cadillac you're listening to me on. You got the Cadillac. You got the beautiful Bobos roaming around in there. You're looking a little bit good. You got healthy.
All the Zoris, I think.
Yeah, you got the health. You got the health back. Everything's good to go. You're looking good. You're looking in that mirror that you can't really see in that metal mirror. And you're saying, God, you know, I really look good. But of course, you can't really see yourself. But you're looking anyway. And of course, you got all the ideas. And I know because I've had all these ideas. Like, you know something? I'm not going to use when I get out. I'm going to go get me a job.
That's right.
And when I get that job, I'm going to build up to my, I'm going to put my family back together. Life's going to be good. And the next thing you know, I get out the gate. 10 minutes later, I'm in Overtown smoking crack. You know, I got to tell you, folks, you know, me and Joe and Chris talked about it. It's the only disease in the world that can sit dormant for 3 months, 6 months, 9 months. And if it goes untreated, we get out and we have the same thinking that we had 9 months before. No matter how great our intentions were, good intentions, because it's untreated alcoholism and drug addiction, we end up doing the same things. And we have no mental defense against the first drink or the first drug. If we have no program, we have no defense against the first one. So that being said, if you're sitting on a rack because you smoke too much crack and you want to start to build a defense, I'm going to give you a phone number, and you're more than welcome to call me, collect. 954-946-4313. That is the direct line at our offices. You are more than welcome anytime after 9 a.m. tomorrow morning to call that number, collect, or have your attorney call that number, collect. And we will do anything humanly possible to get you in any particular situation that we feel is going to be a benefit to you. Or, you know, it doesn't matter if you have money, don't have money, it doesn't matter. We're here to help. It doesn't matter if you have insurance, you don't have insurance. You know, if you're saying to yourself, well, I can never do that because I can't afford to do that, well, guess what? And I take all that away. I'm giving you the opportunity to call 954-946-4313, collect. So that's not going to cost you a dime. You don't even have to talk your mom into three-way. You can call me, collect. Then at that point, after you're done making that phone call, we're going to sit down and we're going to find out exactly where you're at, what you need, and then we're going to get the right people involved to be able to help you with whatever particular situation, if we can. If we can't, we're the same type of people that will say, hey, listen, you know, if you're in there for a double homicide, we're not going to be able to help you. Again, it's going to be coming down to what your charges are and what you're dealing with, but feel free, please, to call us before you go back out with a time served and then maybe end up back in there with a double homicide, which you have seen time and time again, Chris.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, I tell you, it's I know from my own experience that I'd done my time, and the three favorite words that anyone ever hears is pack it up, you know, and then the next ones are time served, and then this door slides open, and you know, I'd walk out, and I didn't do anything while I was in there other than learn how to, you know, get better at spades. And a few other board games, board meaning the word, yeah. You know, very bored.
How many push-ups can you do?
Well, not today. I just hit the remote. It does it for me, buddy. Okay, I got backlash problems. Back then, I was a push-up machine.
Yeah.
You know, that passed the time and sit-ups. And, of course, you know, but I came out, just like you said, I did nothing to set myself up walking out the door. I did nothing while I was inside to help better support my exit. And consequently, I went back to the same people, places, and things. And sometimes quickly, sometimes slowly. I'm Irish. I have bad luck, so it was very quickly that I found myself doing the same thing over and over again. And I wound up actually doing a big vicious circle, and that was heading out the door, the front door, to go sooner or later back into the sally port through the back entrance of the main jail. And saying to myself, if I only, I coulda, you know, and but not really, because I wasn't getting the consequences that really I deserved or needed to get.
Hmm.
And, you know, riding out for 3 or 4 months, knowing that you're going to get paper or possibly time served. The one thing I forgot was that my disease was riding out with me.
Doing push-ups.
And it was doing push-ups right alongside of me. That was that voice I heard in my ears. You're almost done, man. You're almost done, man. You're going to be out, man. You know, 24, wake up, pause for the cause, and give out the commissary. You know, and I'll be back.
You know, I was thinking as you're talking, you know, how many times, myself included, how many times I watched guys or myself, you know, I get in the jail, and they'd give you the little brown Bible, the New Testament, the little brown Bible.
Oh, the Gigin thing.
The Gigin.
The Gigin thing.
The Gigin. We'd be Gigin. So I get the Bible, and of course I would start reading and I'd start praying. And here's the reality of it. Within a month or two of cleaning up and, you know, eating everybody's trays that would give them to me, getting nice and fat again, I would start reading the Bible and I'd start quoting this thing and how lovely it was going to be. And let me tell you something, if there's somebody in prison right now or in jail right now that's listening to me, if you truly believe in your heart of hearts that you're doing this and you're doing it for the right reasons, God bless you. But you know something, here's the reality of my addiction. When they said, Hollis, pack it up, what I did was I gave away my commissary and I gave away my Bible. And I said, here you go. I don't need this no more. And that was a true indication of any time that I did that, may it be with a 12-step book or a book that I was more than welcome to leave with, that I gave them away. What I was saying when I did something like that was, you know something, I'm not done yet. I'm not done. Here you go. Here, you use this.
Well, that was that foxhole thinking that, you know, when you're in combat and you're down below in a safe place and the bullets are flying over your head instead of through you, that, you know, you become very close to that information that keeps your head down below the firing line. And I did the same thing. You know, I engaged in looking up those chapters that after the word hope or fear or faith, and you'd see the different verses that you could look at and all that, you know. And I was in the SAP program, and I had all that stacks of information. Yes.
Yeah.
The stacks of paperwork that Mr. Farrell, you know, he's no longer there, but he gave me. And all this great information that if I had taken it and put it to work would probably create some form of success post incarceration. I would give it to the new guy because he needed it more than me, you know. And of course, God, hey, wait, God, you know, thanks for carrying me through all this, and I appreciate it. But you know, I got it from here.
I got it.
Okay, because I'm going out the door now. I don't need you messing anything up. So let me take it from here. And of course, that was my plan. And he would sit back with all his other buddies and say, hey, watch this. Chris is going out there on his own.
Watch this stuff.
Yeah. Let's throw him a curveball, see what he does, right?
You know something? You know how many times I sat? I'll never forget the time. But there was one of them in particular. And Richard, God rest his soul, Richard came in
Definitely.
The court. Him and Jimmy Clark.
Oh, boy.
Come walking into the courtroom. It's 1996. and I'm sitting in front of His Honorable James Conn. You remember?
Rockcourt.
So I'm sitting in front of His Honorable James Conn. And,
he's now a federal judge.
He's now a federal judge, but I called him Conn Travel back then.
Oh, yeah.
You definitely did not want to get into the Conn Travel mode because he sent you to places you did not want to travel to. So long story short, folks, I'm sitting there and Richard comes in. And a bunch of people, about 12 different people came in. And I'll never forget when the state stood up and said, Your Honor, to release that man is to like shoot is like shooting a bullet into a crowd. And I said to myself, are they talking about me? You sure you got the right file? See, I didn't see myself that way. Society seen me that way. They seen all this garbage. But I didn't see this garbage. I wasn't like that. We're going to go to a break. When we come back, we got a caller that's calling in, and it looks like we're going to be talking to her about how being a mother in recovery is a blessing. We'll be back right after this message.
I'm Ken Seeley from Intervention 911. Every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can listen to John Hollis and myself on Holistic Lifestyle Radio Show, Ask the Interventionist. Millions of Americans suffer from some form of addiction that affects the people that love them. I want to take this opportunity to help their families and friends understand the addiction and fight it with all the tools necessary and get their loved ones and them into a program of recovery. Again, this is Ken Seeley. I look forward to answering your questions live on Monday nights, 10 p.m., on Holistic Lifestyle Radio, Ask the Interventionist Show. Please call 888-565-1470, or you can also email your questions by going to holisticlifestylesradio.com. I look forward to hearing from you and fighting this war on addiction together.
The Challenges Relapse Prevention Treatment Program is focused exclusively on relapse treatment and relapse prevention. Challenges is a state-licensed and JOCO-accredited private addictions and mental health treatment center. You'll find cutting-edge technology together with traditional treatment, 12-step and alternative treatment therapies for those challenged by alcoholism and drug abuse, as well as dual-diagnosed disorders. At Challenges, the treatment model for relapse prevention represents a new and unique direction in relapse care. Remember, relapse ends at Challenges. For questions and information, call online to challenges-program.com. Or for immediate help, call toll-free 888-755-3334. That's 888-755-3334.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years. And they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
My name is Nicole. I first tried Willard Water when I had a sore throat. I'd hoped drinking tea made with Willard Water would help soothe the pain. I didn't think my first cup would make a difference, but boy, was I wrong. The soreness was totally gone in no time. I love Willard Water. Scientists all over the world have studied it. Longtime users swear by it. It's non-toxic, has no side effects, and it makes me feel better when I drink it. I use Willard Water as part of my daily supplement routine. Willard Water helps my body absorb more of the vitamins and nutrients I need for good health. I only have one body, and I want to do whatever I can to take care of it.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard Water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard Water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
Hey, how are you? This is John from Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. And, of course, we're on the air live. And, of course, we have some new advertisers coming up. It's going to be kind of interesting. We're talking in the conversation right now with Sober Escorts. More will be revealed.
Whoa.
Yes.
That's step 13.
Okay, well, I know something. I've been checking out they're actually pretty cool because let's say you're new in recovery and you need to go to a family gathering. Let's say you got to go to a wedding or you have to go to, wherever. You need an escort.
Watch it.
They're there to be able to provide that service.
So it's hired credibility.
Hired credibility.
There you go.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. With that, I'm not going to go any deeper. They are a potential. Don't get me started, Chris. Please. It's late. It's after midnight. Are we allowed to talk like this, Chris? Are we allowed to say, yeah, we're on the cusp? Okay.
Technically, yes, but with the FCC nowadays, you really don't want to push it anymore. After the whole Janet Jackson nipple slip, they've kind of been razor's edge.
Wardrobe malfunction, sir.
Oh,
Whatever they
choose to call it.
Yes. Hey, listen, it wasn't her fault. I'm telling you. It was the network's fault, Chris. Yeah,
for leaving it on.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's for leaving on the mic, Chris. Putting on the mic, Chris. You know what I mean? Heating up Mr. Hollis's microphone.
Well, when they get me a board to work with and not three computers or microphones.
Hey, listen. I hear the new studios are looking really, really good, man.
I heard that too, and I've also heard that we were supposed to be in there this month, and now it's next month. So I'm really hoping that we get in there soon. I need a board.
Yeah,
these keyboards are killing me.
Hey, listen, I'm looking forward to it. They actually have, where you can actually link up and you got precise timing and all kinds of wonderful things. I got to tell you, the board ops at WNN 1470 AM, these guys should be carrying a, gold star on their badge every day for some of the things that they got to deal with here. Joe during the day, Joey Reynolds, Chris West, Franz, these guys are brutal, man. And Ken at night, man. Let me tell you something. These guys just go through a lot of stuff, and they work out the bugs, and they make it happen for us, and we thank you, Chris. You're a good guy.
Well, you gave me a radio show, so thank you.
Hey, Chris, it's all good. Listen, we got a wonderful, wonderful lady on the line. Her name is Michelle, and after all of this talk that we just did, she might not want to talk to us.
I guess I tuned in at the right time. Good evening, gentlemen.
Yeah, but don't get me started. Yeah. What's the number that is Sober Escort?
It's Hired Help.
Hired Help. I love it. So let me ask you, and I'm glad that you called in, Michelle, because the whole night, we had a nice lady named Lisa on from 9 to 9:30, and then we had a carry-on from 9:30 to 10. One was from New Jersey, one was from Pennsylvania, and they were talking about how it was to get clean and get sober. And, in one particular case, Lisa didn't have her, she has three of her four children with her. The fourth one has not come back yet because of court systems. And you go through this process of when you get clean and you get sober, and you want to be able to make the family unit right away, and you got to take time, and it takes time to get everything back in order. Did you experience that? I mean, did you go through that process as a mother in recovery?
I did, absolutely. I was a very young mother in recovery. I had my daughter very young, and, I had a maybe two-year reprieve from my drinking, as I thought I was going to be the perfect 16-year-old mother. And right around the time my daughter was two and I turned 18, I My disease had progressed to the point where I thought I was doing a service to her by bringing her with me. You know, I took pride in the fact that I didn't leave her with babysitters or leave her with grandma. You know, I sat my daughter right next to me at the bar and thought that was the right thing to do for many, many years. And, you know, my drinking resulted. She actually witnessed me being arrested. She was in the car with me when Broward Sheriff's Office, you know, arrested me for DUI. And so that was quite devastating. The courts didn't take my daughter. My sister had intervened, and she had suggested very strongly to me that, you know, I may want to consider taking a six-month break just to focus on my recovery. And I found out later that had I not agreed to do that willingly, she would have seen to it that it actually happened. So I did have a period of 6 months many years ago where my daughter was living with my sister, and that was, you know, after my daughter lived in utter chaos for, you know, the first 10 years of her life. She didn't know what it was like not to live in an alcoholic home, and she suffered grave consequences because of it. You know, we had many visits from HRS. The schools intervened. They were very involved. It was frequent and often that I received phone calls from the principal of her elementary school, you know, please come pick up your child. She's not in clean clothes. And, you know, it was devastating. I just didn't know what the alternative option was. I thought I was doing the best that I possibly could, but what I found out, there was a little bit of resentment there because, you know, family life was actually interfering with my drinking. Mm-hmm. And, you know, since then, I've been sober now just over 3 years, and so I look at that a little differently. Today, my greatest asset is my experience, and, you know, I'm fortunate that I'm able to share that with her. And, you know, she's 22 now, and
in college, I'm doing well.
Go ahead.
In college and doing well, correct?
In college, doing well. I'm very grateful that I actually get to participate in her life today. That's the direct result of working the steps and living the spiritual principles. By all means, I get those midnight phone calls where she may be panicking because she's got a test tomorrow or an exam or, you know, a situation with a guy. You know, she calls me when she needs some guidance and some support. And I can tell you that it was 4 or 5 years ago, she was so affected by my alcoholism before I got sober, that she was one day away from not graduating high school. Literally. She had missed so many days because she was so depressed and distraught over what was going on in the house that she just couldn't get motivated. And no matter what I did, because I was determined that she was going to have a different life than I had. I actually, short of dragging her out of bed, you know, I couldn't do that. She wouldn't go. So she has made significant progress. You know, her spiritual condition has strengthened since I'm able to lead by example.
I was going to ask that question. Do you believe that because the things in your life have started to change and have changed drastically from where you were at 3 years ago to where you're at today, one day at a time, a moment at a time, more will be revealed. Chris was saying it earlier. Things are going to get better, you know, and more is going to be revealed to us if we're in conscious contact with our higher power each day. We're going to, you know, things are going to get better if we continue to strive for, you know, just getting better each day. You know what I mean? Do you find that because you've gone through that process that spiritually she has gotten better, or is it because she's gotten outside help, or is it just collectively a bunch of everything together?
She has a great understanding of the disease just from living with me. Now, let me just back up and tell you that there was a period of maybe 5 years where I was not working a program of recovery. I wasn't active in the program. I was a dry drunk, essentially. It was untreated alcoholism, which is something that you mentioned a short while ago. And I, during that period, can look back and see where I was living my life through my daughter's successes. And this is, we're talking middle school. You know, everything that was going on good in her life, academically and socially, I just wanted a piece of that. So essentially, I held my daughter hostage, you know, and I thought it was good parenting, but in reality, it was just my desperation to try and hold a family unit together without having the spiritual tools in my life. She has had exposure to outside help. She's been able to communicate with a therapist and see a different side. She doesn't harbor resentments, although my amends with my daughter were, you know, they're going to be ongoing. I mean, absolutely ongoing. I tried to sit down and you know, define some examples, and she wasn't receptive in that aspect. We'll talk about things from time to time, or her experiences in her college life, for example, will give me an opportunity to share my experience with her and make amends to a certain situation or acknowledge a certain situation that may have occurred in the past. So I believe in our relationship, it's a lifelong process, and she has absolutely grown spiritually. She can call me 3 weeks after a conversation and say, okay, what you said makes sense. And really what I said was borrowed from the program, you know, absolutely something I've heard in the rooms or maybe my sponsor has shared with me regarding a specific situation that I've been working through. And, you know, they're not different. There's not that many years between she and I. So it's not so far long ago that, you know, I had those situations that she's working through. You know, I was dealing with the, you know, the guys and the, you know, my test or, you know, should I apply for that job? And, you know, she doesn't have to experience the dangerous situations that she lived because she knows that there's hope. And she can see the red flags, and she can see that, you know, I've worked through them, and some of the things that were unacceptable, some of the things that are unacceptable to me today, you know, it's just through experience and working through the steps that she's been able to recognize. You know, she doesn't have to follow. She doesn't have to live that path. She can choose a positive path.
And the stability. I mean, you know, she sees stability in your life. She sees you showing up every day and being stable and having a life and building a life, and she gets to do that too. And not only, I'm sure, deep down inside, she gets to have that factor that she's very proud of what Mom's doing and the growth that Mom's made. We're going to ask you to hold on, Michelle. We're going to go to a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about this. We'll be back right after this message.
Standing at the crossroads, trying to read the signs to tell me which way I should
go. I'm Ken Seeley from Intervention 911. Every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can listen to John Hollis and myself on Holistic Lifestyle Radio Show, Ask the Interventionist. Millions of Americans suffer from some form of addiction that affects the people that love them. I want to take this opportunity to help their families and friends understand the addiction and fight it with all the tools necessary and get their loved ones and them into a program of recovery. Again, this is Ken Seeley. I look forward to answering your questions live on Monday nights, 10 p.m. on Holistic Lifestyle Radio, Ask the Interventionist Show. Please call 888-565-1470, or you can also email your questions by going to holisticlifestylesradio.com. I look forward to hearing from you and fighting this war on addiction together.
My name is Charles Beckert. Do you work overtime? If you work in excess of 40 hours per week, your employer is required to pay you for your overtime. Unless you're specifically exempt under the Fair Labor Standards Act, you are entitled to overtime at time and one half. Let us help you get paid for what you've earned. Is your boss ripping you off? 954-941-8363 or visit us at the web, southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
At Brain Training Centers of Florida, our goal is to help you discover and unleash your brain's complete potential. We employ brain state conditioning, an individually tailored method of balancing, harmonizing, and optimizing the brain.
The Brain State Technologies method involves collecting and analyzing an individual's brain waves and producing personalized exercises to balance and harmonize the brain. This system is at least 100 times faster than most of the systems available today. Brain Training Centers of Florida is licensed and certified to operate the brain training system provided by Brain State Technologies. If you have questions about the Brain State conditioning technology or to schedule an appointment, please call Jeff Cole at 305-796-6979 or go online to braintrainingcentersfl.com and unleash your brain's complete potential. Call 305-796-6979 or go online to braintrainingcentersfl.com. The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years. And they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
Welcome back. John Hollis, Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. Been listening to a 3-hour show tonight. Happy Mother's Day to everybody.
Oh, yeah.
All the mothers out there. And, of course, Michelle, happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you. And happy Mother's Day to all the women out there.
You know, I called up my aunt today to wish her a happy Mother's Day, and she said same to you.
Oh.
I think that she's trying to tell me something. She
and what's different today is that you called up your aunt today to wish her happy Mother's Day. Isn't that beautiful?
That was amazing. It was amazing. You know, and it's like, you know, 4 years in a row, so they're like, they're shocked. Yeah.
And so, like when the phone rings, they know it's you on the other end, and not the sheriff's department.
You have a call from an inmate at a correctional institution. Push 1 if you'd like to take this call. I could actually recite that at one time. Do not engage in 3-way activity. So let's go back to what we were talking, because I think it's important for the newcomer. A lady sitting right now, she's in her first 90 days. Life is chaotic. It's, she's walked out of the storm cellar, and maybe the wind stopped blowing, but there's all kinds of, you know, issues going on and whirling around her, and unfortunately she doesn't feel that she might be able to make it, because if she didn't have her kid back, or she didn't have this back, or she doesn't have that in her life, or her husband doesn't come back, or this doesn't happen, or that doesn't happen, then she can't get sober. What would you tell a person that's thinking that way?
I can totally relate to that feeling. It's devastating to know that the one thing that you may think gives you life is actually removed from your environment. And the situation that I experienced, you know, today I don't have to live like I'm being shot out of a cannon, you know, and today I can participate in my daughter's life. And that was a process in itself. As I mentioned, you know, my daughter was away from me from a very short period of time, and it was devastating, but it was necessary for me to focus on the first and foremost important thing, and that was don't drink no matter what. And I hear you say that a lot, and it's a very quick, easy reminder to know that if I don't drink, if I don't pick up a drink or a drug, anything that happens from this point forward is going to result in the good. And it doesn't necessarily mean it's not going to be painful or uncomfortable, but where there's hope, you know, comes faith, and through that comes life. Mm-hmm. And those relationships do come back. And we have an opportunity as parents to show up and participate And our first obligation is to take care of us. Everything else from that point forward, I believe, will take care of itself. And so that's a commitment that I made when I came into the rooms. You know, I had to take a look at what was going on inside me and know that God had given me an opportunity to focus that attention on what was absolutely necessary. Because, you know, I cannot participate in my family's life if I'm out there isolating, drinking, putting myself and my family in dangerous situations. You know, there was a time where I was in a dangerous situation where I actually considered how I was going to get my daughter out of her bedroom window and climb out after her to exit the situation. You know, I couldn't even come up with walking out the front door. It wasn't a solution at that point. And that was the crazy that I was living in, and I didn't know it at the time. And so it's a gift when we have an opportunity and people around us that have experienced it and lived, you know, successfully to rebuild those relationships. And it starts certainly, you know, it started for me with forming a relationship with my sponsor. And my sponsor has children and she is in a marriage. And, you know, she was able to show me what worked for her. And, you know, she's still married and her children are active in her life. And I gained hope from that, you know, and that was necessary.
I want to say that I think that what you're just talking about is the overall growth, and you start to grow spiritually. And it's always been said, you know, in the book, when we read through the literature, that if we put spirituality first and we grow spiritually, then emotionally and physically and mentally, we start to come back if we put the spiritual axiom first in our lives. And it seems that that's, you know, what your sponsor directed you in, is the fact that, you know, don't put any of those other things before your recovery, and have faith in the process that you're going through, the 12-step process. And when you go through that process, in the end, and there is no end, by the way, but at the end of the day, when I lay my head on the pillow, if I've done everything that I need to do at the end of the day and I inventory my day, I got to tell you, most days are great days. Great days. Mm-hmm. And later on down the road, I got to, just in my own life, my first, like, 2 years in recovery, I mean, a lot of things came back, a lot of different relationships. See, here's the reality, folks. Some didn't. Some family members, I could be sober for probably, God willing, the next 25 years, a day at a time, and they would still say, there's no way, no how we're getting back involved and getting hurt by this guy again. You know what I mean? So, and I see it in my daughter. I'm going through it with my daughter right now. I got an 18-year-old daughter that just is like, you know, Dad, I got nothing for you. And again, my sponsor told me, you put that in God's hands. If it's meant to come back, it's meant to come back. Is it painful? Absolutely, it sucks. But here's the reality of it. There's not anything that I can do in my own human power to change that situation or try to control it. So I need to show up in the way of sending cards and, you know, doing the things that I'm supposed to do as a father. Other than that, have no expectations on the situation.
Right.
Would you agree?
Absolutely, and part of that is being available for that phone call. You know, and tending to your recovery process on a daily basis. And, you know, in time that phone call may come and you'll be available because you'll still be sober, providing you still follow the spiritual principles and live the steps of recovery. And I believe that, absolutely. Again, you know, there was a period, 5 years where I hadn't drank, but nothing inside me changed. You know, nothing changed except I had put the drink down. And so my behaviors and my attitudes and my, you know, my temperament, my outbursts were still the same. You know, all those feelings of insecurity and selfishness and self-centeredness were within me. And, you know, I went out for 2.5 years, and that progression right there, I mean, that alone speaks volumes to me, because I had picked up as though I had never stopped. And, I mean, she today does not have to take me off of a bar stool at 2 o'clock in the morning and bring her friends with her. You know, today she can call me and say, I got home, I'm safe, I'm going to sleep, good night. And, you know, that's a gift from God, but it's also a result of the work and the efforts that I've placed in working a program of action and recovery.
You know, Chris was just saying that before, and before I just woke him up.
Oh, thanks.
Well, thanks, Chris.
he's not telling you the truth.
No, he wasn't sleeping. I'm just tooling. But one of the things that Chris was saying is that, you know, you definitely have to put some, you know, there has to be work in this. There has to be effort in this. If we're not putting the work in the end, we're not going to have anything. You're going to have that dry drunk that you were just talking about.
Yeah.
You know, all of those same things. So
yeah.
We're going to go to a break. But we're going to hold on to you. Because we like holding on to you, Michelle. Well, we're going to be back right after this message.
Good mental health is key to a happy and fulfilling life. But when it's compromised by addiction or psychiatric disorder, the only solution is professional help. Atlantic Shores Hospital is a private substance abuse and psychiatric facility offering a complete range of mental health services, including adult inpatient mental health care, adult inpatient substance abuse, dual diagnosis, and detox from substance abuse. Atlantic Shores Hospital has helped hundreds in our community to get on the road to recovery and reclaim their lives. Call Atlantic Shores Hospital today, toll free, 888-771-2711. That's 888-771-2711, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Online at AtlanticShoresHospital.com. They're located at 4545 North Federal Highway in Fort Lauderdale. Atlantic Shores Hospital, serving South Florida for 20 years. Family members, you can't wait any longer. Call today, toll free, 888-771-2711 for a free consultation. Atlantic Shores Hospital, treatment for change.
30 years ago, 60 Minutes traveled to South Dakota to meet Dr. John Willard and to examine his miraculous Willard water. What they discovered was thousands of people all over the world were using Willard water to better their health. As 60 Minutes found, the claims seem unbelievable, but the results are undeniable. Scientific studies show that Willard water can help our bodies absorb more of the vitamins and nutrients we need for good health. They also show that Willard water helps make cells stronger and more resistant to disease. Willard water helps the body heal itself. And it does all this without the toxins found in over-the-counter medications. Willard water is not a fad. It's been helping people for more than 40 years. Become one of the thousands of people who use Willard water every day. To learn more about the benefits of Willard water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps.
Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414, or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
Welcome back. Hey, Michelle, you with us?
I am, yes.
All right, great. Well, listen, we have about 4 minutes to finish this up, and I want to thank you for coming on the show tonight. I want to thank you for sharing your experience, strength, and hope to any of the young ladies that are listening tonight. May they be incarcerated, or may they be in a situation where they're just newly getting sober and they're listening to the show, or maybe they're going to listen to one of these shows on the archives, like a lot of people do, listen to the archives of these. So I want to have you just take a couple of minutes and talk to the new female out there that might be struggling with the feelings that happens with females that me and Chris aren't able to really identify with.
Sure. Well, thanks. I just want to take a moment to just remind everybody that, you know, through experience we gain hope, and with that comes faith, and I've said that, and I can't repeat that enough. If I remember on a daily basis in any given situation that I'm faced with, whether, you know, it'd be from my past unmanageability, to place God first in the solution, I believe everything else is going to follow as it should. And as much as I wanted to direct traffic when I came in and say, look at me, I'm sober now, let's go to the park and play ball, or let's go swing on swings, or whatever I felt like I had shorted my daughter, those things will come in time. Those things will absolutely come in time. But in my heart, I believe that I had to invite God into the situation first and, you know, work with a sponsor and work through the steps, and those promises that they talk about absolutely come true. And when you are reunited with that family member, you know, situations that we may have found difficult, we'll suddenly realize, as they say in the promises, you know, how to handle those situations. And reaction is key. And working the spiritual principles and living through spiritual principles, my thinking has changed. You know, I don't necessarily find it comfortable to engage in past behavior. I mean, it's so obvious to me that I can't continue to react as I had in the past. But the most important thing is, don't pick up, no matter what, and all good things will come to those that work for it. I believe that with all my heart.
Good stuff. Good stuff. And you know something, I want to take this time to, of course, thank Chris D. and the First Step Sober House.
Thank you.
For sponsoring the Sunday night shows. All 3 hours are sponsored by First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach. And also, we want to thank Challenges Program. We also want to thank Sound Pillow, who have made this, of course, hour possible. And, of course, Sound Pillow is, and Sound Pillow, Willard Water, and Christy from the First Step Sober House have been our big supporters here for a long time. And we thank them. And most importantly, if you're listening tonight and you need help, you know, there's definitely help available. Michelle is a perfect example of somebody that at one point of her life didn't believe that, you know, it could work, and it's working fine, and she's doing it a day at a time and a moment at a time, and she's spiritually fit, and she works on that spiritual fitness every day, and she does the work. And just like Chris, he does the work. And that's why we're sitting here tonight, to be able to carry a message of hope, and that's what we do. We carry a message of hope. For the folks that are listening because they want to listen for that message of hope, hope you had a great show. For the people that are listening that might not necessarily want a message of hope, they might just think that, you know, this is killing an hour. Well, I feel bad for you. You know,
but it might be planting a seed, sir.
Absolutely. But I also know that, you know, if you're listening because you're on the rack and you just don't have anything else to do, you might want to listen to some of the things that were said tonight, because you can definitely get help. You don't have to continue on. And most importantly, I want to, of course, thank Chris behind the glass for making tonight's show, of course, smooth and easy.
I do my best.
Absolutely. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
And, you know, Chris has pulled up some stuff. Anybody that's listened or watched Family Guy, Michelle, have you ever watched Family Guy?
I have not.
Okay. Well, Family Guy is, you know, it's one of these things on Cartoon, or not Cartoon Network. What's the comedy?
Fox.
Fox's Sunday Night Lineup. Okay, well, it's called Family Guy, and he got a little baby that has a head like a football. It's pretty fun. It's pretty funny. It's a funny thing. So we're going to do a clip from Family Guy on the way out on Mother's Day, and I want to welcome, of course, or thank all of our listeners on InTheRooms.com, Sober Scene, Facebook, Twitter, In the Room, or Blog Talk Radio. You can tell I'm getting tired. And most importantly, you want to thank our listeners, right, John? Yeah, that's right. On WNN, 1470 AM. And here you go, Family Guy. You guys have a great night. Happy Mother's Day. Michelle, thanks for being with us.
Good night. Thank you for having me.
Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama! 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 Ma! 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 Mom! 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 Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Thank you for listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This program is sponsored by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day right here on AM 1470 WNN. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. All broadcast rights to this program are the property of Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Rebroadcast of any portion of this program without express written consent is prohibited. The opinions expressed on this sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers and are not necessarily those of this station, staff, management, or sponsors.
You're up. You'll be meeting with Wish Kid Brandon.
Roger, Brandon.
His wish is to see a space shuttle launch.
All systems are go. We are clear for liftoff.
This year, more than 27,000 children will be diagnosed with a life-threatening medical condition.
And, Cowboy?
Yes, ma'am.
You'll be meeting with Shayla at a dude ranch in San Antonio.
Let's saddle up.
Some will miss school. Some will miss time with their family and friends.
Princess, are you here?
Oh, yes. Thank you so much for rescuing me from that evil witch.
Juliana wishes for a princess-themed room makeover.
That sounds magical.
But with your help, the Make-A-Wish Foundation can lift their spirits and give them a special kind of hope.
Pirate!
Yar!
You're up for Isaac's wish.
Aye, aye, Captain.
The wishes of thousands of children are waiting to come true.
You can help make my wish happen. Visit wish.org today.
Health Force Drug Test Corporation and Health Force Drug Test Consultants, saving recovery centers up to 40% on testing supplies. That's right, up to 40% savings. Health Force is working to be the lowest cost instant drug test kit supplier for drug and alcohol recovery centers throughout the United States and the world. Contact Ernest Smith for special pricing for drug recovery and pain management centers. For American-made instant drug test supplies, call 561-644-0585. That's 561-644-0585. Or send an email to hfdrugtest@yahoo.com.
30 years ago, 60 Minutes traveled to South Dakota to meet Dr. John Willard and to examine his miraculous Willard Water. What they discovered was thousands of people all over the world were using Willard Water to better their health. As 60 Minutes found, the claims seem unbelievable, but the results are undeniable. Scientific studies show that Willard Water can help our bodies absorb more of the vitamins and nutrients we need.